KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Henry Clay, Warhawk, Rebellious. Backed by popular demand, this limited edition Toro is sure to please. Another fine example of Nicaraguan tobacco blended by A.J. Fernandez. Complex, smooth, chocolatey Habano wrapper, a satisfying smoke with a clean finish. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
From the city that never sleeps, 17 miles from Madison Square Garden, New York City, it's America at Night with Rich Valdez, America's favorite late night talk program featuring interesting guests from around the world and calls from across America. And now, here is your host, Rich Valdez.
Hi there, good evening, and what's up, America? I am Rich Valdez, Valdez with an S, at Rich Valdez on all of the social media. Our phone number, if you want to join us on our late night national town hall conversations, 833-482-5337, 833-4-Valdez, and it's 7 minutes past the hour. Welcome to the Friday night edition of the program. We're live, we're national, that means we're doing it right now, and I'm looking forward to speaking with you when you call in. Now, I want to get into a couple of things tonight, just to set the stage a little bit. We're going to talk about a number of things. We're going to talk about what happens when you go on a date, when you date people that are of the opposite political persuasion. Well, we'll be talking about that. Then we're going to have a little bit of a comic relief with a comedian we're going to speak with. And then we're going to talk about what is going on with this video that's been released that's exposing how radical non-governmental organizations are literally just laughing at the efforts to deport illegal aliens and helping ICE offenders, right, illegal aliens, avoid getting caught, avoiding evasion by ICE, actually offering training for that. So we're going to find out about that with Mike Howell. He's supposed to join us in a little bit. But I want to get into a number of things here, because we've had lots of good conversation over the week. And there's a lot of headlines today that I think are pretty interesting. Let me see here. TikTok. The TikTok deal is on hold. Trump says another 75 days. The deal is falling through. Some are blaming tariffs. Then we have, let's see, China says, ha-ha, you want to do tariffs? I'll show you tariffs. They're now tariffing the United States on all goods at 34%. Now, I've never been to China. I don't know anybody that does their shopping inside of China. I mean, some of us buy Chinese stuff, but it's in the United States. So I don't know how many Chinese are like, hey, let me get a Ford. Let me get a Cadillac. Let me get a McDonald's. I don't know anything about it. So I don't know how effective that's going to be, how much. I know we send them a lot of soybeans, and of course, this will become a big talking point of the scared right and the radical left. What else do we have here? We've got the president now tripling the number of U.S. Coast Guardsmen at the southern border. All right. Locking it down. And there was an arrest of a transgender student in Florida for using the wrong bathroom. It's a first-of-its-kind arrest, which is a pretty interesting thing. P. Diddy, Sean Combs, facing new charges. Five new counts in his sex trafficking indictment. Maybe I'll get to that in a little bit. Let me see here. And according to the New York Post, a federal judge has ruled that the Trump administration sent the wrong guy to El Salvador. I don't know if this is true or not, but we will get into that a little bit later. And the judge is demanding that he bring him back. Well, shoot, I'd be demanding the same exact thing. What else do we have here? Nintendo Switch. Yeah, we can get into that later. Big rat. There's a big rat in Cambodia. Anyway, I want to get into a number of things. One of the things that we're going to chat about later is this, let me see. I'm sorry, I'm a little off here. Is the these immigration arrests and whatnot. And I have a clip from the Attorney General of the United States, Pam Bondi. She was in Florida today, and she announced some more arrests. So we'll discuss that in a little bit. But I think it's important that we don't take our foot off the gas with illegal immigration. And not because I don't like the immigrants or because of anything like that, but more so, it's a bad economic policy to have an unending supply of cheap labor. It's also very bad for the constitutional republic to have a very high percentage of non-citizens, in my opinion. I think it's also very bad when you just disregard the history, the tradition, the rules, right? The way we've done things. Now, I understand some people are here to break the rules, right? They're like, well, Rich, if you don't like breaking the rules, why are you letting Trump go to Washington to break everything? Well, there are some rules that I think need to be adjusted, right? I think we've seen Washington operate for too long the way it did. Now, Joe Biden did that. He came in. He said, nah, your old immigration system, it doesn't work. Immigration needs reform. We need comprehensive immigration reform, right? How many times have you heard that? But at the end of the day, it was never really about any type of comprehensive reform. Nothing was reformed. I guess you could say they reformed the system to eliminate the system. They said, oh, you want asylum? Everybody gets asylum. Come on in. Come one, come all. And look what that did. It came, you know, not only with a bunch of people that came, it came with, part and parcel, with a bunch of criminals that were being ejected because they were rejected by their home nations. It came with people that were coming to this country to harm this country and its citizens. People that were known terrorists, on the known terrorist watch list. So, didn't seem to work, right? Bad plan, bad policy. So I don't think that's a good plan. I don't think it was a good plan then, I don't think it's a good plan now. But there's still some people out there that are championing this cause, and it's not a good thing. Not a good thing at all. Anyway, just something I wanted to put out there. There's a few clips I want to get to. I'm not going to get to them right now because I really want to jump into this conversation about the NGOs and how these nonprofits, these non-governmental organizations, or NGOs as they're known, are really trying to have the last laugh here and just say, oh, all right, you're going to put ICE on the streets, you're going to get Tom Homan, you're going to have them going out there like Starsky and Hutch with Dr. Phil going after these bad guys in Boston and everywhere else. Okay. Well, then we're going to go out there and let everybody know how we can protect them. Now, I think it's a misnomer. I think it's a mistake for anybody to think that these groups are necessarily looking to protect the bad guys. I really don't. And maybe that's just me being overly generous. But I really believe that they're trying to protect people that came to this country looking for an opportunity, people that came to this country with children, people that came to this country, you know, albeit illegally, came here pursuing the American dream. Whereas the Trump administration is going after people who came here to disrupt the American dream. People that were raping people in their own home country and murdering them and came here and did the same. People that came here to abuse children, to abuse our way of life. That can't be tolerated, and it mustn't be tolerated. So I think that, again, when we look at this stuff, I think fairly, in all honesty. Now, they're not trying to defend criminals. But that doesn't mean that they're not, right? There's probably some percentage of them that are. I mean, it comes to, what comes to mind quickly, just as a quick thought, was the ACLU, right? The ACLU defended what was known as the Puerto Rican nationalist movement back in the 1950s. Now, these people are nothing, in my opinion. They were nothing short of secessionists, of insurrectionists, literally waging war on the United States, even going into the U.S. Capitol and shooting a congressman with a gun. They did that. What never happened on January 6th happened when the Puerto Rican nationalists stormed Congress. You tell me that's not an act of war on the United States when you say we're not going to fly that flag. They kicked the cops out. They kicked the National Guard out. They took over entire neighborhoods back then, right, in Hialeah. And these are my people, right? This is my...
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 5th and 6th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 5th and 6th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Eurobungee, the climbing wall. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Over $10,000 in guaranteed giveaways. $8 admission, $6 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday, we will honor our veterans with free admission all day. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 5th and 6th. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Elwood Ranch, Crown Motors, Upstate Hearing, Garage Force, Interstate Batteries, and California Customs.
Don Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal DiMercurio here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
Exposing their big lies and gives you the straight talk you want. Find Newsmax on all major cable systems or download the free Newsmax app on your phone or home TV now. Millions have made the switch to Newsmax. You should too.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert. And I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your free info kit. 800-231-3322. 800-231-3322.
Paid for by Wesley Financial Group.
I
got the worst dream last night. You were in a car crash and the kids and I were on our own. We had to move out of the house because I couldn't afford it anymore.
That's awful, hon.
My brother got life insurance from Ethos and it only took 10 minutes. And he got $2 million in coverage for around $2 a day. It's all online. No medical exam. He just answered a few health questions right from his house.
Ethos, here we come.
Visit ethos.com/news. That's ethos.com/news.
Sample rate is a 10-year term life policy for 35-year-old healthy, non-smoking male. Billed monthly.
Thank you, Rich, and thank you for everything. I know you very well, and I listen, but I have a lot of people that listen, and they love your show, and I appreciate it very much.
America at Night with Rich Valdez.
All right, amigos, welcome back, and we continue the conversation with Mike Howell. He's the head of the oversight project at the Heritage Foundation. And before we bring him in, I want you guys to be up to speed with what he's been looking at, right? Because I've got some audio clips of Janice Northa. She is the community engagement manager of New York Immigration Coalition. And in a video that was posted by the oversight project, she explains how to identify Border Patrol by their yellow and green uniforms and then goes on to explain a little more. But listen to this.
One of the things that people can do right now, regardless of, you know, your immigration status, you're like, hey, I want to do something to help what is going on, is being able to identify them. Do a little check for understanding, and you can say the answer from your seat, who may not be wearing an identifiable uniform. Okay. Everybody surprised. Who's going to be wearing yellow and green uniforms? Border Patrol, yes.
So now they're testing people on what type of uniforms which agency, federal agency, is using. So if it's yellow and green uniforms, those are the Border Patrol agents, right? And she goes on in this training, Janice Northia from New York Immigration Coalition, to explain what to do if ICE agents come to your door. Listen to this.
Every single person in the U.S., regardless of your legal status, whether you've been here for 3 days, 3 months, everyone has basic rights, okay? You have the right to remain silent and not answer any questions. You can refuse searches of your person, your home, your belongings, and you cannot be arrested or detained for no reason. All of our rights right now, all of these, are completely under attack. So, if I just ask someone's door, first recommendation is do not open the door at all. Any interaction you have with them can happen while your door is closed. And the first, two things that you can ask for, the first is for them to identify themselves. You can ask, can you identify yourself? Who are you? Are you ICE?
So, again, now, my question to Mike Howell, again, the head of the oversight project at the Heritage Foundation, is this. Mike Howell, is this simply some nonprofit groups that are giving pro bono legal advice to individuals that have some form of due process because they're in the United States, albeit illegally, because the United States provides these types of rights to illegal aliens as well. Maybe not the same ones as the rest of us, but some, and in this due process. Or is this them actually trying to actively skirt the law and help out the bad guys? What say you?
Yeah, I think it's one more. I think in many instances it's outright illegal. It is clearly subversive behavior. It is siding with foreign invaders against our own nation state here in the United States of America. And the problem for these just radicals who have gotten used to the non-enforcement of immigration laws over mm-hmm. you know, the Biden administration, clearly, but frankly for the last couple decades, is there's a lot of things they've forgotten about, laws that are on the books that if charged by DOJ, these people could be in serious trouble. I'm talking about evasion of ICE, harboring illegal aliens, mm-hmm. illegal aliens, transporting illegal aliens. And so all these things could be criminally charged one way or the other. What makes it even scarier for the left, is, you know, they both sit down with their lawyers and think hard about this is the politicians involved in the others, because we all got very familiar over the January 6th cases, over these stretches of conspiracy. You know, I'm not talking about conspiracy theorists like, you know, they call you and me, but legal conspiracies where one or more two people, you know, gather to break the law. And it goes right to Chuck Schumer. Chuck Schumer's out there, they're freaking, you know, big annual gala. He's involved. They're funding it. It's a mess.
Wow. Yeah, Mike Howell, this stuff, I mean, as disappointing as it is, it isn't surprising. And I always try to give everyone the benefit of the doubt. I really, really do. Because I want to think people are trying to do the right thing. And before you came on, I was talking about these, what I would describe terrorists that, you know, tried to take over Puerto Rico back in the 1950s in the name of independence. And we're sympathetic. A lot of people were sympathetic to this movement. Just like the Weather Underground here, you know, stateside. There were people sympathetic to that too. They're bombing federal buildings. They're like, yeah, but they're doing it for the right reasons. You know, these type of crazies. And I feel like there's always that level of radical, element in society. And they take to stuff like this and they're like, yeah, this is a good thing.
That's 100% true. I mean, this has its roots in the communist infiltration of the, frankly, Democratic Party starting at the turn of the 20th century and really picking up into overdrive, you know, around halfway through the century. But those are the Marxist tactics, you know, to basically move into the political fora some level of routine lawbreaking, which becomes a political dispute as opposed to a legal one. Think of Antifa, BLM, you make references to Weather Underground. But this is the Marxist playbook, is they're flagrantly abusing and flouting the law and normalizing it. And then when, you know, basic immigration laws get enforced in this country, they pretend like it is the worst thing that's ever happened. This is the daily Rachel Maddow and et cetera freaked out that you see when we see gangbangers and other illegal aliens being flown back to where they belong.
Yeah, 100% true. And I think what's frustrating for a lot of people is that, A, most people don't have the time or the interest to really get to the crux of a lot of these matters. And for them, it's either one case or the other, right? It's either A, you've got these people that are xenophobes and racists and are trying to get rid of everybody and make America white again, or B, the exact other side of that, which is, you know, these people are just here. Everybody's just trying to live their life. There are no criminals. There's more criminals, you know, in the United States that, you know, we don't have to import them. They're already natural born. All these arguments that I hear. And I feel like there's a reality in both of these things. There are people that come here, overstay a visa, fall in love, get married, live happily ever after, become Americans and love America. I don't know how the percentage of that, but I know that's a reality. And they go to immigration lawyers, and they're afforded the due process, and there's a process for these people. There's also people that apply for asylum and are really coming from a country that qualifies, and perhaps they get accepted. But the vast majority of these people are abusing the system that Biden kind of put in place with the CBP1 app and all that. And now people, the innocent bystander, the American public, is left feeling like, I don't know, I want to help these people, but I don't. It's hurting us, and they don't know what to do. And I think this is the information war part of this that is very challenging for the public.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. There's a lot to unpack, and I agree with what you just said there. First, on the racialization of the argument.
Well, you know, I don't want to interrupt you. Let's pause right there on that racialization, because I think that's a good thread to pull on. Folks, we're going to come right back with Mike Howell. The music means they're asking us to take a pause, but we're coming right back. We're live. We're national. The phone number is 833-4-VALDEZ if you want to join the conversation. Keep it locked right here. We're coming right back.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com.
Saddle up, folks. Corey Meyer Real Estate presents the third annual Palisadro Frontier Day, Saturday, April 12th. Enjoy a full day of vendors, a trade show, a sizzling barbecue competition. Then, the action kicks up a notch with the Silver Bridge Rodeo Bulls and Bronx Bull Riding Event. Learn more about Frontier Day and purchase pre-sale tickets now at pcfrontierday.com. Special thanks to our sponsors, Advanced Auto, Dolker Backhoe, Country Strong Fitness, and Red Sky Asphalt.
At Stiefel Nicholas,
I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff, with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Save 20 to 30% off all plants at Turtle Bay's 33rd Annual Spring Plant Sale, featuring heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, California natives, and more. The nursery specializes in drought-tolerant plants that thrive in Redding's climate. The members-only sale will take place on Friday, April 4th, 4 to 7 p.m., and the public sale will be held on Saturday, April 5th, 9 to 3 p.m. at 1100 Arboretum Drive. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you're choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
800-785-9132.
Look at Rich Valdez. He's now a radio host, and he's a great radio host.
America at Night with Rich Valdez.
All right, familia, welcome back. We continue the conversation with Mike Howell, the head of the Oversight Project at the Heritage Foundation. And Mike Howell, right before the break, we paused because we were talking about how this is oftentimes exploited and racialized when it should be about law and order, but becomes politicized.
Yeah, that's 100% right. And I mean, for my entire adult life, up until about a year or so ago, I'd say halfway through the Biden administration, the immigration policy argument, it's not even a policy argument, actually. The left just doesn't want immigration policy. They want open borders. They proved that on a dramatic scale. But it was all filtered through the lens of you're a bigot if you don't let everyone in the world into the U.S. with, you know, without any limitations.
Right.
And that's frankly just the position. It was not even an articulated reason. One, it was just one of pure emotional, basically fear-mongering. It's, if you side with them, we will tar and feather you as a racist. Well, then they took it way too far. And people saw the real-life consequences of what open borders policy looks like, not only on steroids, but when the leftist politicians dropped the mask and pretended they, you know, stopped pretending they actually care about enforcement. Because that's what happened the last 4 years. They didn't have to pretend anymore. It felt like they didn't. Because the radicals had taken over the party, and then Americans saw it for what it is. It's a terrible policy. It hurts every aspect of your life, and when you touch the government, whether it's your schools, your hospitals, your roads, you can't drive in D.C. without almost sitting an illegal zipping around on a moped with drugs these days. Whether it's the crime that comes with it, the gangs, the social services, it just is terrible at every place illegal immigration touches in the United States. And people got so sick of it that for the first time, mass deportations were a just majority-supported position. That was once unthinkable. Terms like this country's being invaded used to get you canceled and on a Southern Poverty Law Center, a hate list. They still do. They'll still put you on there, but no one cares anymore. I'm on a couple of those. They actually upgraded me to the global one. So I'm not just a U.S. hate day person. I'm a global hate person, according to them.
They're terrorists.
But they've shifted the policy window so much to where, you know, I've always been, and I think most Americans have been. It's, if you're here illegally, you go home. Mass deportations are on the table. But now, and I mean, we're in the first couple months, so the administration's got time, but we're talking only about, like, criminals most of the time. The administration, they deport people, they're defending in terms of, well, we got some gangbangers in there too. Well, even if you deport every criminal alien in the U.S., that's only 400,000 of about, you know, 20 plus million that are in here illegally. So at some point, if we're going to carry out this mission, we have to get comfortable with talking about just the base notion that if you're here illegally, you have to come into compliance with immigration law, and that means you're going home and having to come back in legally.
Yeah, no, listen, I totally get you. And I think it's an amazing job that the left has done to create and frame this argument in such a way that if you are a racist, a bigot, a heartless bastard of a person, if you dare say, well, I'm not sure we should have so much illegal immigration, it's not even good for them, right? The UN, of all places, the UN said that the Darien Gap, that whole Eagle Pass, that the southern border of the United States was the most deadly border crossing on the planet a year and a half ago. If that doesn't tell you this isn't good for anybody, what does?
Oh, my gosh. The Darien Gap's an absolute crazy zone. There's, like, tribal, you know, tribes there that'll actually take you out. There's all sorts of, like, jungle cats and stuff like that. It is really just like almost like a prehistoric type danger zone. And, you know, I know this because some of the guys we work with, Anthony Rubin and Muckraker, the ones in the video that we just put out, they flew down there and they went through the Darien Gaps themselves and filmed the whole thing. They got kidnapped by the cartels and they're 100 yards short of the U.S. border. And we saw that and we said, we got to partner with these guys. And that's why the video that, you know, we put out of the nonprofit in New York, they're inside those networks and operating and filming this whole thing. And it's our hopes that, you know, as a result of their work, we can help get these people shut down. And it's just a matter of political will at this point, because I think it's a pretty clear-cut case of, you know, a conspiracy here to thwart and subvert ICE, and it's all on camera. And so House Homeland Security Oversight Committee that's on Capitol Hill opened a formal investigation. We refer our findings not only to Mayor Eric Adams, who only likes to talk tough. He's not going to do jack squat about it. He'll just go on cable news and pretend he's, you know. But also, you know, our good friend Tom Homan. They got what they need, and we're going to keep investigating and giving them what they need to go out and charge these cells, and they're subversive cells, often government-funded. But it's just, we got to treat this like a crime scene.
Mike Howell, a couple of weeks ago, my least favorite congresswoman from the Bronx and Queens, my compatriot AOC, all-out crazy, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, she was, talking a lot of smack about Homan, and he was going back at her, and they were going at it. And, you know, she's basically saying, look, I'm a member of Congress. I have constituents. I'm providing information to them. He says, hey, you might be helping them evade, enforcement actions. And I don't know what came of that. And even what you're talking about, I guess, where is the line, or where are you guys asserting that the line exists, saying, hey, look, you can talk about general information up to here, but once you get into this and this and this, you're literally, you know, aiding and abetting not quote-unquote fugitive, but, you know, you get my point.
No, I think it is quote-unquote, actually. It's aiding and abetting. Like, for instance, in the people who helped the illegal Jose Ibarra, you know, transit through the United States, and then he ended up killing Lake and Riley,
mm-hmm.
I view them being as criminally culpable. But the answer to your legal question, there's federal laws and state laws that both can touch on some of this. So let's focus on the federal one first, because that's obviously what Homan and others are asserting.
Sure.
When AG Pam Bondi came in, one of the very first things she did was issued a memoranda to all the Department of Justice, and she pointed back to a bunch of immigration statutes that had rarely been enforced, particularly at scale. And those immigration statutes included things like evading ICE, harboring illegal aliens, transporting them, you know, the day-to-day things that these nonprofits and their allies do. And so they're going to, at some point, the directive's out to U.S. attorneys and others to start charging these people under those statutes. And so I think, you know, their AOC's, you know, claim about her First Amendment, you know, covering criminal activity will be tested in court at some point, whether it's her or one of her allies. And it's just a matter of time before DOJ starts prosecuting these people. But that's where we come in at the Oversight Project. We're building out the factual predicates you know, to really ramp up the ability for law enforcement to go in and charge. Our stuff's on camera in multiple instances. We submitted with affidavits and things like that to really up the ability of federal and other prosecutors to come in and actually apply consequences.
Well, keep up the good work. Tell everybody how they can find you, how they could support your work, and learn more about what you're doing.
Absolutely. So this is actually our launch week. The Heritage Foundation was kind and generous enough to launch us off as their own independent organization with their support. And so check us out. Our website's itsyourgov.org. Our X handles, itsyourgov. We post a lot of stuff there. And so oversight projects, it's your government. That's why we do it, because this country belongs to you, and we're exposing all of the nefarious actions along the way. Would appreciate anyone, you know, giving us a look and, you know, helping out where they can.
Government of, for, and by the people, Mike Howell, itsyourgov.com. I love it. Follow him online at itsyourgov, the oversight project. Mike Howell, you're a gentleman, a scholar, and a patriot. Godspeed, sir.
Thank you. It's .org. Don't want to get our
dot
new
org.
Followers.
Forgive me.
I might have misstated that. .org. Have
dot
a good
org.
One.
That's probably me. I appreciate that. Itsyourgov.org. Thanks again, brother. I appreciate it.
Next time. See ya.
You bet. And, amigos, we continue. Your thoughts, your calls, and reactions to what's going on with immigration all across America, plus a couple of big stories. 30-something people arrested in Washington, 47 people arrested elsewhere. Lots of stuff going on. Keep it locked right here.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez. Call now, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
What's up, America? It's Rich Valdez. If you love talk radio, podcasts, and news, the Sea Crane CC Radio 3 delivers exceptional spoken word audio. The clarity makes it feel like your favorite host is right there in the room. The CC Radio 3 pulls in long-range AM-FM stations with exceptional reception and includes emergency features like NOAA weather and the 2-meter handband. It runs on the included power cord or a set of batteries for over 170 hours. The CC Radio 3 is the almost everything radio. Listen to your favorite podcasts, shows, and music with Bluetooth from any smartphone or smart speaker. To order the CC Radio 3, call C. Crane's U.S.-based customer service at 800-522-8863 or visit ccrane.com/rich. That's ccrane.com/rich, R-I-C-H. Use code RICH at checkout for 10% off orders over $75.
Are you a small business owner who needs immediate cash flow? At Swish Funding, we have flexible funding options from $25,000 to $2 million. For the best rates and terms for your business, just one application to Swish Funding gives you access to our entire network of funders, with cash in your account in as little as 24 hours. To qualify, you must be in business for at least 1 year with monthly revenue of $50,000. Apply at swishradio.com and use code NEWS. Swishradio.com, code NEWS.
I had the worst dream last night. You were in a car crash and the kids and I were on our own. We had to move out of the house because I couldn't afford it anymore.
Oh, that's awful, hon.
My brother got life insurance from Ethos and it only took 10 minutes. And he got $2 million in coverage for around $2 a day. It's all online. No medical exam. He just answered a few health questions right from his house.
Ethos, here we come.
Visit ethos.com/news. That's ethos.com/news.
Sample rate is a 10-year term life policy for 35-year-old healthy, non-smoking male. Billed monthly.
Are you drowning in IRS tax debt?
I owe the IRS $37,000.
Get ready for a toll-free hotline. Take advantage of new IRS tax forgiveness programs that may protect you from IRS collection agencies. They have the power to garnish your wages, put liens on your property, and levy your bank account. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS.
Civic Tax Relief basically represented me against the IRS, and by the time everything was completed, I didn't owe the IRS anything.
Find out about the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. Civic Tax Relief's special tax hotline can help you discover all the relief programs available for free.
I would recommend anyone who has a tax problem to contact Civic Tax Relief.
For free information, call 800-841-0908, 800-841-0908. Don't wait. Call now, 800-841-0908. That's 800-841-0908.
Call now, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
I love your show. I love you.
Invest in your future today with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. Get job ready fast with one of our high-demand career technical programs like nursing, heavy equipment, and welding. Or work on transferring to a CSU or UC with guarantee placement. Full-time students get 2 years tuition-free. Summer session begins June 9th. Click or call 242-7650. Your success starts at Shasta College.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come. 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Suspected TDA members or TDA associates in Hays County. Now, this was a multi-agency effort between Hays County Sheriff, Texas DPS, the FBI, and ICE, who obtained a search warrant on that home. It was then executed by DPS's special response team. Officials also confirm that narcotics were also seized from that home.
That is a report from News Nation, Allie Bradley reporting. And, dozens of migrants arrested this week at an ICE raid near Austin, many of them having ties to Tren de Aragua. But they're not the only ones, right? There's other stuff going on with respect to this same topic that we're talking about, illegal immigration and the transnational criminal organizations within them. Attorney General Pam Bondi today in Florida, I mentioned it before, but we didn't play the clip. I'll play it for you now. They continue to arrest more people from the MS-13 gang. Listen to this.
Today, we're here to announce the arrest of three more MS-13 gang members who were in this country illegally, and they were in Florida. And we will be reviewing them. They've all been arrested for first-degree murder. We will be reviewing them to see if we will seek the death penalty. This has been a long-running investigation that started in 2015. The victim in this case was brutally murdered, stabbed approximately 100 times by multiple gang members before he was shot in the head. He suffered tremendously. And these indictments are a warning to all criminals. We don't care how long ago you committed the crime. We don't care where you go. We will find you, we will arrest you, and we will prosecute you to the fullest extent of the law.
Fullest extent of the law. Now, I got to tell you, I don't know if it's the perception of the media, or I don't know, maybe it's my own misgivings, but I'm really happy to see that the government is doing what it's supposed to do, right? This is what we pay taxes for, to make sure that we have borders, that we have security, that we have stuff. You know me. I always say, give me a horse and a dirt road. Keep your government, right? Give me a gun, a shotgun, whatever. Like Biden said, buy a shotgun. You know, honestly, I don't need... I'm not keen on the government at all. So, oh my gosh, we have to cut the government. DOGE at the state level now says we are going to be canceling DMV. Nobody has to register their car anymore. I don't have a problem with this. But what about you driving on the road with people with gas guzzlers and smoky cars and noisy cars? Hey, to each his own. You know, if I don't like that, I'm leaving. I don't want to hear your stuff. I'm going somewhere else. That's it. It's that simple. Because, come on, this is that. Anyway. So that's what's going on with these sex traffickers that are coming across the border and doing bad things and killing people and all that. But there's also people that are being accused of sex trafficking that are right here in the United States. Right? That's what Sean P. Diddy Combs, Puff Daddy, that's what he was accused of. And there's some new charges against him, and he says that this is nothing new coming from the feds. They're just basically invading his private sex life. I got more on that when we return. Keep it locked right here.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez. Call now, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
A smooth, close Barbasol shave lifts your confidence. Your whiskers may fall, but today you can ascend to greatness. So lather up and dream big. Just don't forget to pick up that gallon of milk on your way home. Barbasol, it's a can of can-do.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down. Get it going slower.
IZERVAY is proven to slow GA progression.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
IZERVAY or Avacincaptad Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. IZERVAY can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. IZERVAY may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about IZERVAY today.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
Visit IZERVAY.com. That's IZERVAY.com.
Paid for by Estella's Pharma.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert. And I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your free info kit. 800-231-3322. 800-231-3322.
Paid for by Wesley Financial Group.
The big media are out to stop President Trump at any cost. You know their names. They're all the same. President Trump doesn't trust the big media. Nor should you. Now, millions of Americans are turning to Newsmax. Nielsen reports almost 30 million Americans tuned into Newsmax last quarter. And President Trump is one. He watches Newsmax and says it's terrific. So tune in tonight to watch Rob Finnerty's series, The Big Media's War on Trump. Every night, Rob Finnerty is exposing their big lies and gives you the straight talk you want. Find Newsmax on all major cable systems or download the free Newsmax app on your phone or home TV now. Millions have made the switch to Newsmax. You should, too.
A smooth, close Barbasol shave lifts your confidence. Your whiskers may fall, but today you can ascend to greatness. So lather up and dream big. Just don't forget to pick up that gallon of milk on your way home. Barbasol, it's a can of can-do. And do.
Now, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
Sean Diddy Combs' legal troubles continue. The disgraced music mogul has been hit with a third superseding indictment filed by federal prosecutors in New York April 3rd, adding two counts to his pre-existing charges. While Combs was charged with racketeering conspiracy, sex trafficking by force, fraud, or coercion, as well as transportation to engage in prostitution back in September, which he's previously denied and pled not guilty, the new indictment, obtained by NBC News, adds one count of sex trafficking and one count of prostitution to his charges. The new counts of sex trafficking and transportation to engage in prostitution expand upon the years of the alleged events, including allegations from 2021 and 2024.
In reference to the additional sex trafficking count, the new indictment refers to an unnamed person, victim 2, and claims Combs attempted, aided and abetted, and willfully caused victim 2 to engage in commercial sex acts as a result of force, fraud and coercion. The indictment later adds, in the new count of transportation to engage in prostitution, Combs willfully caused the transportation of multiple individuals, included but not limited to victim 2 and commercial sex workers, in interstate and foreign commerce on multiple occasions with the intent that they engage in prostitution. Combs is currently in jail and awaiting the start of his trial in May.
That a report on Puff Daddy Sean Diddy Combs. And very interesting stuff, right? Very interesting stuff. This guy just can't catch a break. He's getting sued all over the place. And again, I'm not coming to the defense of Puff Daddy. But I'm just saying, man, you know, talk about keeping him coming. For the second time in several months, yet another indictment. I mean, this is big from the DOJ. This is going to trial next month, and this could put him in jail for 55 years. Look at that. So he's got all these multiple counts of sex trafficking, right? That's what he's being charged with in many instances. He's facing something like 55 years, what I saw somewhere here. Just imagine, right? It almost seems like they were going to give Trump 400 years, right? Four 100-year counts. They were going to charge Trump with more than they were charging a sex trafficker. At least on my cursory view, it seems that way. Anyway, this second indictment was handed down back in March. But there was more that came down today from the Southern District of New York. And very interesting stuff going on here, right? He continues to deny everything. Now, he settled a case, a legal battle, you know, like a lawsuit, for $30 million for assault and abuse. It was a lawsuit that alleged that he did these things. And that was victim number one, who we now know is his former girlfriend that he was seen on video beating in a hotel lobby, Cassie Ventura. And then we learned about the freak-offs, right, where there were male and female prostitutes, drug use. The drugs were oftentimes in the bottles of baby oil. They were used in massaging and whatnot, and people were being drugged. Perhaps without knowing. I mean, this is like a serious thing. They would stage these events and then videotape them. So now, this third indictment, today, the United States Attorney for the Southern District of New York is focusing on an unnamed victim number two over additional charges of sex trafficking, transportation to engage in prostitution between 2021 and 2024. And they also were causing this victim to, Combs and any other co-defendants he has, to engage in commercial sex acts. So, anyway, similar to the other charges, just yet another count. I don't know what to make of this. You know, I never like it when there's an unknown victim this, but I understand you're trying to protect people. I do, I get it. But at the end of the day, you want to be able to face your accusers in open court, no matter who you are, right? Anyway. After watching the video of this guy beating the crap out of that girl on the elevator in the hallway in the hotel, it's clear to me, not a good dude, right? As Trump would say, bad hombre, bad hombre. Anyway, we'll keep you up to speed on what's going on with this and everything else. Straight ahead, a little comic relief coming our way. So keep it locked right here. Don't go anywhere. I'm Rich Valdez. And if this is the end of the road for you, take care, good night, and God bless you, America. Hasta la próxima. I'm Rich Valdez.
Gold Leaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself. But the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now, all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers such as azaleas and camellias and many other sun blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start
start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Gold Leaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Dangerous weather continues across the country's midsection.
Parts of the Midwest and the South have been dealing with catastrophic weather that forecasters warn will continue. In Selmer, Tennessee, Dakota Woods spotted a funnel cloud too close for comfort Wednesday night.
I'm walking down the street. Next thing you know, I look up, the sky's getting black and blacker.
Tennessee Governor Bill Lee says it's not over yet.
There's been a lot of damage. There have been a lot of tornadoes. There's been loss of life and real devastation across the state. But this storm is going to continue.
Torrential rain flooded highways in Kentucky Friday morning. The National Weather Service says more thunderstorms are lined up and headed for Kentucky, Tennessee, and Arkansas. I'm Donna Warder.
Also at townhall.com, stocks plunged again today as worries about Trump administration tariffs roiled markets around the world. In remarks to the Society for Advancing Business Editing and Writing, Federal Reserve Board Chairman Jerome Powell says the tariffs are highly likely to at least temporarily boost inflation.
Our obligation is to keep longer-term inflation expectations well anchored and to make certain that a one-time increase in the price level does not become an ongoing inflation problem.
Economist and author Stephen Moore says many who oppose the Trump tariffs may not realize that the country up till now has had the world's lowest tariffs.
So our tariffs are down here and the other countries are up here. And then Trump says, well, we're going to raise our tariffs if you don't lower yours. And then these countries, it's almost comical. Then these other countries say, oh, there's Trump. He's waging a trade war.
Moore was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. The U.S. now has more than doubled the total number of measles cases in 2024. Texas, New Mexico, Ohio, Kansas, and Oklahoma have all active measles outbreaks. Two unvaccinated people have died from measles-related causes. You'll find more breaking news and analysis at townhall.com.
Let's see, if something costs...
Let's face it, the world is uncertain these days, but there's something reassuring about holding onto what lasts. The 2025 one-ounce gold eagle from the U.S. Mint, a symbol of American strength and an asset that stands the test of time. You can trust gold, and you can trust Global Coin. Call 833-SPOT-GOLD to secure this magnificent coin graded in pristine MS-70 condition for the dealer cost of $30.99. Free shipping, no sales tax. This is your chance to own a piece of history while building upon foundation of enduring value. It gets even better. Global Coin is giving the first 100 callers a free MS-70 2025 Silver Eagle to complement your 1 ounce Gold Eagle. Two iconic coins, a symbol of prosperity and a testament to the enduring value of gold and silver. Global Coin backs every purchase with a 30-day return policy, ensuring your peace of mind. Visit globalcoindeal.com or call 833-SPOT-GOLD. No gimmicks, incredible coins at incredible prices. Again, that's 833-SPOT-GOLD.
19 states are challenging President Trump's executive order on elections.
Those include new requirements that people provide documentary proof of citizenship when registering to vote, and a demand that all mail ballots be received by Election Day. In signing the order, President Trump said,
"We got to straighten out our election. This country is so sick because of the election, the fake elections and the bad elections, and we're going to straighten it out one way or the other."
But the state's attorneys general say the order violates the clear authority the Constitution gives states to set their own election rules. They call it unconstitutional, anti-democratic, and un-American. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Interior Secretary Doug Burgum is directing national parks to remain open and accessible despite staff cuts, and he says officials will ensure proper staffing to let that happen. His order calls for a detailed review of each park's operating hours and trail closures. More online at townhall.com. The markets might be in free fall, but Capitol Hill Republicans are managing to move forward with President Trump's legislative agenda. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has more.
Senate Majority Leader John Thune is forging ahead with a plan to adopt a crucial budget blueprint by Saturday after hitting a last-minute snag Thursday afternoon that delayed a procedural vote for hours. Where things almost broke down was lingering GOP concerns at letting Senate Budget Committee Chair Lindsey Graham make the decision on using the current policy baseline accounting tactic, which makes an extension of Trump's 2017 tax cuts appear to cost nothing, sidestep the chamber's parliamentarian, and could come back to bite them if the final bill runs aground of strict budget rules. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
President Trump says he's signing an executive order to keep TikTok running in this country for another 75 days. That gives his administration more time to broker a deal to bring the social media platform under American ownership. The order was announced as White House officials believe they're nearing a deal for the app's operations to be spun off into a new company. More at townhall.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Need help with your health insurance? We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plan. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares.
But join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
From the city that never sleeps, 17 miles from Madison Square Garden, New York City, it's America at Night with Rich Valdez, America's favorite late-night talk program featuring interesting guests from around the world and calls from across America. And now, here is your host, Rich Valdez.
Hi there, good evening, and what's up, America? I am Rich Valdez, Valdez with an S, at Rich Valdez on all of the social media. It's 7 minutes past the hour, and we're going to get into our open phones across America shortly. Here's the phone number, 833-482-5337, 833-4-VALDEZ. Happy to be with you. It's a blessing to be with you this Friday evening, and to be live is always fantastic. So I want to get into a bunch of things tonight. We've had some discussion on what's going on with immigration. We're going to continue that discussion. We're going to continue some other conversation on, you know, what exactly is going on in the world and how do we take ourselves a little less seriously, right? Because I think oftentimes, for me, I could just tell you a little bit about me, and maybe you don't want to hear this on a Friday night, but this is what you're getting. I look at the news all day. I try to be fair, not as a journalist. I'm not a journalist, right? I'm a commentator. But even in my analysis of it, I try to be fair. I try to look at both sides of the story. I try to play you long clips, not 10-second clips or 15, but like a minute, minute and a half, minute 30, right, to really give you the full context of the quote that I'm playing for you from these people that refuse to come on the show, which we invite. Because I think you have to be fair. I think it's important. But sometimes, It doesn't matter. The other side just doesn't care. All they want to do is tell their side of the story. And that's it. They don't care much about the truth. They don't care much about getting it right. So I try to let go of some of that every now and again, right? Let our hair down, if you will, and have a good time with things, because we can't be that serious all the time. We'll be angry all the time. I don't be angry. I don't know about you. I think a lot of people, you know, listen to talk radio to be angry. They're like, you know, and that was me. You know, I listen to talk radio and I'm yelling at the radio. But no way. You've got to be kidding me. Come on. You know, when you hear some of the craziness that's going on. But you have to develop, I think, a funny worldview, if we could use that term, where you look at things and you say, oh, come on, these people are a bunch of clowns. And you got to make fun of them. You have to be jovial. You have to take it lightly. Now, I know some of you are saying, no, Rich, you can't take it lightly. This is our future, our kids' futures. You got to take this seriously. Oh, I do take it seriously. But at the same time, when I'm done here, right, it's going to be midnight Eastern time when I'm finished. And imagine finishing your work, and then it's midnight Eastern, and you've just read and talked about a bunch of horrible things. Wars in the Middle East, wars in Europe, wars here, wars there. And the first thing I want to watch is a cop show that's very Hollywood, right, by the way. Not a serious cop show, a very fantastically fake Hollywood cop show. The more Hollywood drama there is, the better. Or some reality TV show. You know, one of my faves, Jersey Shore. The crew there, they make me laugh. They're just great. You know, it reminds me of me being younger and whatnot. It's just, anyway, I just wanted to share that with you because I think we all have to figure out a way to blow off steam and engage in some mindless entertainment every now and again. And something that's serious and not mindless is the Federal Reserve, right? Something I wish didn't exist, but it does. And the chair of the Federal Reserve, Chairman Jerome Powell, made a statement today. Now, of course, Trump had been urging him, President Trump, was urging him to cut interest rates, saying, look at the progress we've made in just 2 months. Be smart and cut interest rates so that we can continue to fuel the economy. But here's what Powell had to say.
Looking ahead, higher tariffs will be working their way through our economy and are likely to raise inflation in coming quarters. Reflecting this, both survey and market-based measures of near-term inflation expectations have moved up. By most measures, longer-term inflation expectations, those beyond just the next few years, remain well-anchored and consistent with our 2% inflation goal. We remain committed to returning inflation sustainably to our 2% objective.
So, nothing. Right, basically what he's saying, nothing's happening yet. But if you could take something positive about that, he's saying long term, you know, while there might be some near term instability or volatility, longer term inflation expectations beyond the next few years remain well anchored and consistent with our 2% inflation goal. So saying they're on track before the end of Trump's administration to have inflation down. Okay, got it. Roger that, copy, 10-4. This stuff that we're seeing here, the Dow at 38 and whatnot, it's not the bloodbath that a lot of people are crying it is, in my opinion. This is something we talked about with our buddy John Tobacco, Wall Street entrepreneur, early investor in Bitcoin, and the host of Wise Guys on Newsmax TV. He was on a couple of weeks back, and he basically said that he thinks the economy will be most robust and will begin to see things really humming when we get to, I think he said 31 at the Dow, because he felt like it was inflated with all of the spending that the Biden administration had put into the market. And that's the reason that the administration was doing that, right? They had the federal government was buying its own treasury bonds. They were investing in stocks. There was a lot of direction and a lot of investment from the federal government just to make the market look okay so that people wouldn't freak out with fear of the unknown, which is what they're doing now with Trump's tariff announcement. But it seems to be helping to purge a lot of the stuff that was in this artificially inflated market anyway. So there's likely a silver lining at the end of this, in my opinion. And again, Musk tweeted about this, I don't know, at least 6 or 7 months ago when he saw the Biden spending and said, this is going to become a recession. Now, I'm not saying this is going to become a recession, but I am saying we knew that some form of this was going to happen, and we knew the markets would react somewhat poorly, or I should say overreact this way. I don't expect this to last that much longer, the immediacy of it. And again, I'm not a financial guru by any means, nor do I play one on the radio. I'm just looking at it from the eyes of somebody who has seen this happen before. And we've seen it, right? People, oh my gosh, my 401k. We're at, I think the Dow is at 38 today, right? Down 2,200 or whatever, but I think that index number was 38. That's way up from where it had been. So in the not too distant past. So I think we're okay. I really do. I don't think that this is the sky is falling the way it's presented. But something that I do want you to speaking of Musk, right? That I wanted to mention is a guy named Ezra Levin or Levin. I don't know how he pronounces it. No relation to the great one, Mark Levin. He's an organizer. He's a lefty. An organizer of something that puts together protests all across the country against Trump and against Musk. And he was on CNN today. And he says that any claim that says that he supports vandalism against Tesla are bogus. He doesn't support vandalism. He just supports peaceful protests. Listen to this.
Also, we've seen this White House is willing to go after people who...
Save 20 to 30% off all plants at Turtle Bay's 33rd Annual Spring Plant Sale, featuring heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, California natives, and more. The nursery specializes in drought-tolerant plants that thrive in Redding's climate. The members-only sale will take place on Friday, April 4th, 4 to 7 p.m., and the public sale will be held on Saturday, April 5th, 9 to 3 p.m. at 1100 Arboretum Drive. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal DiMercurio here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank,
Member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
They
Iserbay
gets GA going slower. Visit Iserbay.com. That's Iserbay.com. Paid for by Estella's Pharma.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert. And I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your free info kit. 800-231-3322. 800-231-3322.
Paid for by Wesley Financial Group.
I had the worst dream last night. You were in a car crash and the kids and I were on our own. We had to move out of the house because I couldn't afford it anymore.
Oh, that's awful, huh?
My brother got life insurance from Ethos and it only took 10 minutes. And he got $2 million in coverage for around $2 a day. It's all online. No medical exam. He just answered a few health questions right from his house.
Ethos, here we come.
Visit ethos.com/news. That's ethos.com/news.
Sample rate is a 10-year term life policy for 35-year-old healthy, non-smoking male. Billed monthly.
The big media are out to stop President Trump at any cost. You know their names. They're all the same. President Trump doesn't trust the big media. Nor should you. Now, millions of Americans are turning to Newsmax. Nielsen reports almost 30 million Americans tuned into Newsmax last quarter. And President Trump is one. He watches Newsmax and says it's terrific. So tune in tonight to watch Rob Finnerty's series, The Big Media's War on Trump. Every night, Rob Finnerty is exposing their big lies and gives you the straight talk you want. Find Newsmax on all major cable systems, or download the free Newsmax app on your phone or home TV now. Millions have made the switch to Newsmax. You should too.
By the way, your ratings are up. Congratulations. Thank you, somebody. It's always nice to check. I like to see, even if they're friends, I like to see how are they doing. Are people listening, right?
That's
but
right.
You're doing great.
America at Night with Rich Valdez.
Do you mind if I just get your reaction to everything that's going on with Tesla, the boycott, and now the violence at these service centers?
I'm opposed to all violence beginning with the January 6th violent insurrection where 140 of our police officers were attacked by Proud Boys, Oath Keepers, and other members of the mobs and the militias that were sent out by Donald Trump. And, of course, I'm opposed to violence against property, too. I haven't heard about a boycott, but I'm sure there's a natural boycott going on because people say the Tesla sucks. But it's a free market, so everybody can make their own decision about that.
Do you think it defeats the purpose, though, of climate change if they're out there destroying EVs and boycotting?
Is it the only electric car?
No, but they're the lead.
I'm not in the market for a car now, but when I am, I'll let you know what my calculation is.
Thank you so much.
That's Congressman Jamie Raskin trashing Elon Musk and his Tesla and, downplaying any support for the protests, which include torching Teslas and all sorts of other craziness, like putting swastikas on them, wiping poop on them, spitting on them, vomiting on them. I've seen it all. And it's all caught on 9 cameras that these cars come with. It's a big trend across the social media and across the country to catch people beating up on Elon Musk's Tesla. So I want to get some reaction to this and what's going on with Elon Musk from our guest. You've heard her on this program before. She is a comedian. She's been on national tour, and she's got a book called Life is Funny Until It's Not. a comic story of love, loss, and lunacy. Shonda Pierce, welcome back.
It's so good to be back, Rich. This world is going crazy. My grandmother would say it's going to hell in a handbasket.
Yeah, I agree with that. And talk to me about Elon Musk. What are your thoughts there?
You know, I don't know what the obsession is with this one man, because maybe a year and a half ago they were shouting his praises because he does so much for climate change. Everybody was in love with the Tesla. Every liberal friend I know drives a Tesla, wants a Tesla, and now all of a sudden the table is turned simply because he's working around the clock without getting paid to make our country better and more solvent. And it just absolutely blows my mind. And if you ask somebody about it, everybody will say they don't like the violence, they're not for the violence or whatever. But yet their propaganda speech is what, you know, is pouring that fuel on the fire.
Well, you know, Shonda Pierce, the left has been complaining that Elon Musk should not be working in the White House because he's not a politician. What do you think about that?
Well, a lot of them shouldn't be working in the White House either because they are politicians. These people have been in office for decades, and Trump's gotten more done in 5 months than they've gotten sitting in there for decades and decades. And so, you know, what they say goes in one ear and out the other. When you get a big liberal Democrat politician, you know, saying how disgusted they are with the committees that Trump's put together of brilliant human beings that love this country. I think the reason they don't want him in there is because it's showing them up. It's really showing their insecurities. It's also showing that they're terrified that their bank accounts are going to get smaller, you know, and I think they're going to show them up. You know, it's like they have put a Major League Baseball player in with a little league squad, and they're terrified. Little leaguers just need to go on home.
Yeah, I agree with that. And, you know, Shonda, in addition to the Doge efforts of Musk and President Trump, there's also complaints from the opposition, from the left, about what's going to happen, who's going to be left to do what type of work if they deport everybody in the country. And I can't believe what I'm hearing.
Right, I do too. I am all for... what I love about America is that people love America so much they're hungry to get in. And so those who want to come in and do well and do good and because they love our country, man, I welcome them with open arms, but do it the right way. I think, the left is so upset about all of this deportation and a lot of it I think it is because it's showing them up. And secondly, I think it's because they're going to have to do some work themselves.
Well, now, who do you think,
to take out their own trash can.
Well, if they're deporting everybody who, quote-unquote, won't do the work that, you know, Americans won't do, who do you think they're going to get to fill these positions?
You know, I think Americans will step up. I just have to believe that. We've kind of lost one generation with their pink hats, you know, vagina hats in there. We've lost a little snowflakes that want to change their gender and, you know, and wear all their earrings. That, we've kind of just lost that. But there's a new generation that's on the horizon. And these people that are just now getting out of college, these guys that are just now starting college, they have been raised around this rhetoric and around this upheaval of between the left and the right. And they're seeing the light for themselves. I travel all over the country, and sometimes I'm in a theater, I might be in a church, I could be on a college campus, you know, or at a university, and I see a generation that really is, you know, not just Trump followers, but they want to see the country last for their grandchildren, and so they're really getting a better clue. I just have a feeling that people will step up. It's going to be an adjustment. I think some corporations that are used to, you know, growing on the back of these illegal immigrants, They're going to have to start a new way.
Shonda Pierce, comedian on tour across the country. We're going to talk about some of her tour dates, about her book, and hear some of her new material when we come back. Keep it locked right here. It's me, Rich Valdez, coming right back with Shonda Pierce. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com.
Are you all ready for a good time for a great cause? Well, join Chicks and Chaps at Woody's on Monday, April 14th from 5 to 9 p.m. for the Chicks and Chaps Brewhouse Takeover. We're serving up a limited edition of Chicks and Chaps American Light Lager. And don't miss your shot at winning 4 rodeo tickets in our big drawing. Must be present to win. Come raise a glass and help our effort to help local breast cancer patients, because every sip makes a difference. See you at Woody's Monday, April 14th.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Henry Clay, Warhawk, Rebellious. Backed by popular demand, this limited edition Toro is sure to please. Another fine example of Nicaraguan tobacco blended by AJ Fernandez. Complex, smooth, chocolatey Habano wrapper, a satisfying smoke with a clean finish. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
What has happened to the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Saddle up, folks. Corey Meyer Real Estate presents the third annual Palisadro Frontier Day, Saturday, April 12th. Enjoy a full day of vendors, a trade show, a sizzling barbecue competition. Then, the action kicks up a notch with the Silver Bridge Rodeo Bulls and Bronx Bull Riding Event. Learn more about Frontier Day and purchase pre-sale tickets now at pcfrontierday.com. Special thanks to our sponsors, Zombie Arms and Ammunition, High Noon Beef, Vestra Resources, and CNC Pumps.
785-9132.
So glad to be on your show, Rich. It's just an amazing broadcast that I hope the rest of America listens to every day.
America at Night with Rich Valdez.
Sean Diddy Combs' legal troubles continue. The disgraced music mogul has been hit with a third superseding indictment filed by federal prosecutors in New York April 3rd, adding two counts to his pre-existing charges.
That is the latest on Sean Puff Daddy P. Diddy Combs. Getting yet indicted again, a third indictment in the installment of sex trafficking charges against him. And we're going to talk about that and the confirmation and progress made by Secretary RFK Jr. and so much more of what's going on in the news. And Shonda Pierce is our guest. She's a comedian. She's on tour this month. I'm going to give you some tour dates and some cities in a moment. But Shonda, you had something interesting to say when you heard about the initial work of the DOGE committee finding that there was $50 million going to prophylactics in Gaza, and your thoughts had something to do with Diddy. Tell us more.
Yes, you know, that's the truth. I think whatever's happening in Gaza, here's what kills me about the whole DOGE thing. When there's that, they've been finding all this $50 million, you know, to go to condoms in Gaza and, you know, sex videos. If it ever gets played, they'll get killed. I mean, that's what's so crazy. Mm. The money that's going to make the transgender-friendly movies for Iran, you know, documentaries for Iran, nobody can even say the word without getting your head chopped off. These people that are fighting for all these crazy things. So the bottom line is, all of that money has gone in somebody's pockets. It hasn't made a video, because surely they're not stupid enough to try making a video like that in a country where you're not even, a woman's not even allowed to be out in public without her face being covered up. I think what's fascinating, from the Diddy list to the Epstein list, everything is coming out. And that's why most of D.C. is nervous, because somebody's on that list that doesn't want anybody to be known they're on that list. There's going to be more divorces in the next year than ever before in Washington, D.C., which is not funny, but it kind of is funny. Yeah.
Yeah.
It really is.
Scary.
You know, and I hope Kennedy gets passed quicker than there. I wish they would hurry up and do that. But except when I talk to him, next time I go to the White House, I'm going to tell him, leave my Twinkies alone. I know he's going to make us get all healthy, you know, and I don't care about any of these vaccines that, you know, haven't really been tested. I'm okay with that. But don't mess with my Twinkies, Rich.
Oh, I hear that. I love a good Twinkie and the Ho-Hos personally. But, you know, have you ever seen RFK?
Right.
Have you ever seen him do the push-ups? He's 71 years old, and he's in excellent shape.
Absolutely puts everybody to shame. I saw a video of Chuck Schumer on a treadmill the other day, and I thought he was going to pass out, you know. And then it flashes over to Kennedy, and he's doing one-handed push-ups, you know. And it just blows my mind at people that really cared about these folks and loved them until they started associating with Trump. And I understand what that feels like. I've been, you know, they tried to cancel me and make me get woke. And I'm like, you know, I know where my bread is buttered, and it's the good old people of America. All these people complaining about what's happening in America, they totally forget that the majority voted in Trump, that their complaints are just a pin on a needle for the rest of us that are just happy to just let this country get growing. Yeah.
Now, Shonda, I've mentioned that you're going to be on tour and you're going to be in a bunch of different cities this month, and I want to share that with the audience. But give us a little sample of what your tour is about. What are you talking about? Are you talking about current events, life stories? Give us a sample of some of your material.
I really do. I always have included what's really going on in the now, along with, you know, some of your perspective on that, and I'm so blessed that I still have an audience. This entire tour is sold out before I even left home, so I don't know what that says other than people still need good, clean things to go to. But my biggest thing right now is I play Where's Waldo with the audience, which is Where is Joe Biden, because nobody has seen him. And dear Lord, they probably put him in the first nursing home they could come to. I love talking about those current events. And then before the night is over, Rich, to be honest, we will laugh and joke and cut up and all those things. But we will talk about what's right with America and how we can get right, how we can feel better about ourselves. And that, I believe, in my personal life, is a relationship with Jesus Christ. And so I have always used my platform to share good news. And I love it that way. It's been my MO for 34 years.
Outstanding. So when people go to one of your shows, what can they expect to hear?
Hopefully a lot of, I do a lot of stories from my early childhood when I was, you know, grew up in such a conservative home. I didn't know anything about sex. So, you know, that's kind of funny and edgy to tell in my little blue collar audience. But I do love, you know, my favorite joke in the world is the difference between Episcopalians and a Baptist. An Episcopalian will say hi to you in the liquor store. We have so many different denominations that I have the greatest job security. It will take me forever to get kicked out of every single church out there. I talk a lot about that. I love to talk about what women go through. You know, I always wanted to be so funny that people would just pee in their pants. You know, the women in my audience, I didn't know I'd be doing this so long that I'm the one peeing in my pants. And that's awful.
I love it. Well, folks, we're on with Shonda Pierce, and she's on tour April and May from Ohio to Indiana, West Virginia, Kansas, Texas, Missouri, Montana, Arizona, and so much more. And I want to direct you to her website. It's shonda.org, C-H-O-N-D-A.org, shonda.org. And, of course, check out her book, Life is Funny Until It's Not, A Comic Story of Love, Loss, and Lunacy. Shonda, any final thoughts?
You know, I just want to, I love that people come and see me, but I want to tell, I always want people to know, as bad as it looks out there, it's still not hell. And so it's going to be okay. Stop panicking. And Trump's got this. And more importantly, God's got this.
Amen to that, sister. I love that. Well, I want to thank you for being with us and sharing your humorous insights with us. And Godspeed to you with the tour and everything else you're doing.
Thank you, Rich. Have a great day.
You bet, Shonda. Thank you. God bless. And amigos, we continue. Your thoughts, your calls, and reactions to everything that's going on in the news and more. Don't go anywhere.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez. Call now, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down. Get it going slower.
IZERVAY is proven to slow GA progression.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
IZERVAY or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. IZERVAY can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. IZERVAY may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about IZERVAY today.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
Visit IZERVAY.com. That's IZERVAY.com.
Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
Will new tariffs impact small businesses? Rising costs and economic uncertainty can hurt your bottom line. But with Swish Funding, your business can stay strong. We offer fast, flexible funding solutions from $10,000 to $2 million for working capital, cash flow, and more. And as little as 24 hours with no collateral needed. If your business earns at least $50,000 per month and has been around for over a year, you could qualify today. Go to SwishRadio.com and use code NEWS. SwishRadio.com, code NEWS.
I had the worst dream last night. You were in a car crash, and the kids and I were on our own. We had to move out of the house because I couldn't afford it anymore.
Oh, that's awful, huh?
My brother got life insurance from Ethos, and it only took 10 minutes. And he got $2 million in coverage for around $2 a day. It's all online. No medical exam. He just answered a few health questions right from his house.
Ethos, here we come.
Visit ethos.com/news. That's ethos.com/news.
Sample rate is a 10-year term life policy for 35-year-old healthy, non-smoking male. Billed monthly.
Are you drowning in IRS tax debt?
I owe the IRS $37,000.
Get ready for a toll-free hotline. Take advantage of new IRS tax forgiveness programs that may protect you from IRS collection agencies. They have the power to garnish your wages, put liens on your property, and levy your bank account. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS.
Civic Tax Relief basically represented me against the IRS, and by the time everything was completed, I didn't owe the IRS anything.
Find out about the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. Civic Tax Relief's special tax hotline can help you discover all the relief programs available for free.
I would recommend anyone who has a tax problem to contact Civic Tax Relief.
For free information, call 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908. Don't wait. Call now. 800-841-0908. That's 800-841-0908.
After the guest leaves every night and we're doing open phones, kind of at the heartbeat of America, you sit there in this radio studio and suddenly you hear voices, Mobile, Dallas, New York, Miami, and there's kind of a conglomeration of America all in one room.
Call now, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
All right, amigos, to the phones we go, 833-482-5337, 833-4-VALDEZ. I want to go to Jim, Naperville, Illinois, streaming the program tonight, richvaldez.com. Jim, go right ahead, sir.
Hey, Rich, just to, not to be a Debbie Downer, but, you know, you have 6,800 pages of tax law, over 6,800 pages, of tax law just for the federal taxes, and then 75,000 pages to explain what it's all about.
Invest in your future today with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. Get job ready fast with one of our high demand career technical programs like nursing, heavy equipment, and welding, or work on transferring to a CSU or UC with guarantee placement. Full-time students get 2 years tuition free. Summer session begins June 9th. Click or call 242-7650. Your success starts at Shasta College.
Experience Glowing Wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
My business, and I thought that should be a crime. But who do I turn to when it's the government that's shaking you down? So listen, I'm with you. I'm totally with you. And you've got to, you know, rub elbows with the right people, get the right accountants. You know, something I'm learning in life, and it's true for everything, and it probably makes sense to most people, but I guess, you know, it took me a long time to learn this lesson. You can have a doctor, and not every doctor is that good. You can hire a painter. Not every painter is that good, right? When you find somebody that's good at what they do, you stick with these people, and you need to be loyal to them because not everybody in that profession is as good as they are. And I think that's the case with accountants. You find yourself a good accountant that stays on top of their game, knows what they're talking about, keeps up to speed with the 6,800 pages you're talking about and all of the nuances that come and change every year. And you want to deal with those people that can help you set up a family foundation to do what you have to do to protect your wealth, protect your assets, you know, hire your family and you know, make sure you don't get hit over the head with capital gains if you're doing real estate deals, things like that. You know, maybe setting up a 1031 exchange if you have investments. And these things, I think, are critical. And those who aren't dealing with good accountants or people that can give them such advice, they're getting hit over their head. So you're 100% right, Jim. I appreciate it. Thanks for joining us this Friday night. Always a pleasure to hear from you. And we're going to swing it over to Texas. But first, a quick pause. We'll be right back.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez. Call now, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
I had the worst dream last night. You were in a car crash and the kids and I were on our own. We had to move out of the house because I couldn't afford it anymore.
Oh, that's awful, hon.
My brother got life insurance from Ethos and it only took 10 minutes. And he got $2 million in coverage for around $2 a day. It's all online. No medical exam. He just answered a few health questions right from his house.
Ethos, here we come.
Visit ethos.com/news. That's ethos.com/news.
Sample rate is a 10-year term life policy for 35-year-old healthy, non-smoking male. Billed monthly. Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert. And I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your free info kit. 800-231-3322. 800-231-3322.
Paid for by Wesley Financial Group.
The big media are out to stop President Trump at any cost. You know their names. They're all the same. President Trump doesn't trust the big media. Nor should you. Now, millions of Americans are turning to Newsmax. Nielsen reports almost 30 million Americans tuned into Newsmax last quarter. And President Trump is one. He watches Newsmax and says it's terrific. So tune in tonight to watch Rob Finnerty's series, The Big Media's War on Trump. Every night, Rob Finnerty is exposing their big lies and gives you the straight talk you want. Find Newsmax on all major cable systems or download the free Newsmax app on your phone or home TV now. Millions have made the switch to Newsmax. You should too.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting truly great candidates for your roles? It seems impossible to find them. But they have to be out there somewhere, right? Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go. And that place is ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. And because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're missing out. So see what it's like when the impossible is easy. When you go to ZipRecruiter.com/free right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
Valdez. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
All right, amigos, welcome back. I want to continue open phones across America with calls from all over the country. We're going to go to Tyler, Texas, K-L-I-F in the building. Let's go to Blake. Blake, go right ahead, sir. You're on with Rich Valdez. Welcome.
Yeah, Rich, thank you for having me on. I want to address this tariffs subject. Tariffs are getting a really bad rap from the media, and they don't really understand what they're all about. Tariffs are designed to help the government sustain international trade. And a tariff has nothing to do with the material that's produced within the country. But when a country gets to the point where all of its production is shipped overseas, it's in a very dangerous, strategically dangerous place. And to bring some of the industry back, you tariff certain items, and sometimes you just make blanket tariffs, you know, for the sake of simplicity. I think that all countries should apply some kind of tariff.
Oh, they are. And they do it on us.
And that's what I'm saying. Yeah, and they are, but we haven't, and we're the only ones that seem to be missing the boat because tariffs bring in money for the central government. That would take the place of overtaxation for the people that work. People that would, could you imagine paying half the taxes that you normally would pay because tariffs are making up for some of it while you're balancing out your trade and preserving your jobs? I mean, isn't that a good thing? I like protectionism. I'm so thankful that Trump has done this because he's really, we're going to have this speed bump because the people that run the markets and they run them in a supercomputer mode, they can run and carve the percentages so they can make a whole lot of money on the markets, whether they go up or down. But if they take them down too much, you know what? Nobody's going to go to those big Wall Street or, you know, different NASDAQ and markets. They're going to go and directly invest in these countries because it's getting to where the people that would invest in stock in a company, they can't beat that computer that edges them out. And when these market crashes are caused because these people have these high-speed computers and they're able to short the market quick enough, and we just have precarious drop-offs. And I'm just hoping that if they do it too badly now and they cause the markets to fall too bad, that everybody abandons them. Everybody with sense, that they pick a company.
Now, who are you talking about? Who's abandoning who?
The people that are investing in their 401 portfolios that are working and they don't want to lose all their money because somebody that's able to run the stocks can run the precipitous fall-offs a lot more efficiently than they can because they're busy doing their job and working. That's why direct investment is the way to go, and it's going to be the wave of the future because you can invest in the companies that are coming back to our country, coming back and providing jobs for our people. And those are the ones that really stand to be big gainers. There's a way to do this direct investment, but there's going to have to be a transition. It's going to have to involve some thinking and some forethought, because without a way to protect ourselves from our a radical trade imbalance, where an adversary can suddenly just cut us off or even sabotage the product that comes into our country.
Yeah. No, listen, I agree with you there. We learned this lesson big time during COVID when we weren't producing our own medicine and stuff like that. And that's not something that we can have again. And we don't ever want to be in a situation like that. I also think, the argument that was made by somebody I had on earlier this week from World Bank, who was arguing against tariffs, his argument was we should focus more on the industries, other industries that we could build. But it's so much easier to build this industry because you have the instrument of tariffs to bring in manufacturing. And we also have historical precedent where we once were a big manufacturing country. So if we can get a part of that back, and I don't see why we couldn't get it back in the long haul to where it makes most sense. Because, again, if you use the model that Trump is putting out there, saying, look, if everybody wants to sell to this big number one market on the planet, then bring your business here. Not just selling to us. Build your stuff here. Hire our people. Let's get those jobs going. Let's get these factories going. And I think that type of investment is a good thing because it's all being made here. Whether they want to sabotage us or not, at least we have the home court advantage. And I think that's a big win for us. Blake in Tyler, Texas. Thank you, sir. KLIF. Let us continue. Rich, Palm Springs, California, KVTA. Go right ahead.
Yeah, how you doing, Rich? Thanks.
Sure.
I know that you've talked about a lot of these issues and things, but I just wanted to ask if you agree or any of your listeners, with all the nonsense going on, without listing anything specific, because it's all of it, the longer that we don't, or the new DOJ does not hold people accountable and arrest, make some serious arrests. For the firebombings, for the...
Well, they did. They locked up three people for that.
Yeah, well, that's true. But, I mean, there's so much other stuff going on. Okay, so more specifically, more recently, like the Cory Booker stuff, the Jamie Raskin stuff, they make all these claims and comments that aren't true.
But you can't lock people up for lying,
What about inciting violence? What about inciting violence? Like,
I think they really have to incite violence. And if I say, I think it's okay if you punch somebody in the face because you disagree with them, I don't think I'm inciting violence. I'm just condoning it. And I think there's a difference there. If I say, hey, you better go out there and do X, Y, and Z, then that's a different thing that'll get me in a world of hurt. Rich in Palm Springs, California, KBTA. Folks are coming right back. Your calls and more. Don't go anywhere.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Israeli strikes have killed more than a dozen people in the Gaza Strip as Israel sends more ground troops into the Palestinian territory to ramp up its offensive against Hamas.
The attack follows days of Israeli strikes that have killed at least 100 people. Israel said on Friday it had begun a ground activity in northern Gaza to expand its security zone, and the IDF released a video showing soldiers firing from behind trenches. The UN Humanitarian Office says about 280,000 Palestinians have been displaced since Israel ended the ceasefire with Hamas last month.
Correspondent Charles Deladesma reporting. Also at townhall.com, more losses today in the markets as the impact of the president's tariffs continue to sink in. Speaking with reporters, the president was asked about the initial impact of his tariffs, with stocks tanking.
I think it's going very well. It was an operation, like when a patient gets operated on, and it's a big thing. I said this would exactly be the way it is. We have $6 or $7 trillion coming into our country, and we've never seen anything like it. The markets are going to boom, the stock is going to boom, the country is going to boom.
The Trump White House is applauding the latest jobs numbers.
Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt said last month's addition of 228,000 jobs was well ahead of the market's expectation. She also pointed to an increase in transportation, construction, and warehousing employment. The White House statement was released against the backdrop of tariff-induced turmoil in the global financial markets.
White House correspondent Greg Cluxton. Parts of the Midwest and South have been battered by torrential rains and life-threatening flash floods. Friday's fresh storms came as many communities are still reeling from deadly tornadoes that destroyed entire neighborhoods. Kentucky's governor says floodwaters swept away and killed a young boy Friday. More at townhall.com.
They heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their 3-week quick start kit for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily, it helps reduce or eliminate pain. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
Healthcare is complicated. It doesn't have to be. If you don't love how your health insurance works, maybe it's time to leave traditional health insurance behind. Take charge of your healthcare with Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM offers you flexibility Enroll anytime, choose your own provider, and select the program that fits your needs and budget. CHM is the original faith-based way of taking care of your medical bill costs. Learn more at chministries.org/wellness.
President Trump's appointee to run the Department of Labor is taking back money states should have finished spending years ago. Details from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Labor Secretary Lori Chavez de Remer said that she has recovered $1.4 billion in unused funding that states were holding on to from pandemic-era programs, according to a news release posted on the Labor Department's website. Chavez de Remer says that she's not done putting cash into the Department of Treasury's general fund. The release said that there is action being taken to recover another $2.9 billion. Although a 2023 audit uncovered the fact that states were holding on to money to which they had no claim, it took until Chavez de Remer's arrival at the department to begin taking it back. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
The death toll from the earthquake that hit Myanmar nearly a week ago has risen to 3,145 as search and rescue teams find more bodies. State television reporting Thursday that the information minister also said another just under 4,600 people have been injured. More at townhall.com. The U.S. Naval Academy has removed nearly 400 books from its library.
The Naval Academy was told by Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth's office to review and get rid of books that promote diversity, equity, and inclusion. An initial search identified about 900 books for a closer look. Academy officials decided on nearly 400 to remove and began doing so this past week. John Scott reporting.
Wall Street's worst crisis since COVID slammed into a higher gear. The S&P 500 plummeted 6% Friday. The Dow plunged 5.5%. The Nasdaq Composite dropping 5.8%. The losses came as after China matched President Trump's big raise in tariffs announced earlier in the week. Not even a better-than-expected report on the job market was enough to stop worries. Also, the price of oil slid to its lowest since 2021. You'll find more breaking news, analysis, headlines, and more at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Join Token's radio show every Tuesday night starting at 6 on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as hosts Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy Tuesday nights at 6 on KCNR.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Live from the city that never sleeps, 17 miles from Madison Square Garden, New York City, it's America at Night with Rich Valdez, America's favorite late-night talk program, featuring interesting guests from around the world and calls from across America. And now, here is your host, Rich Valdez.
Hi there, good evening, and what's up, America? I am Rich Valdez, Valdez with an S, at Rich Valdez on all of the social media, your liberty-loving Latino amigo. Happy to be here with you. Really blessed to be on the mic with you guys live and national. It's 7 minutes past the hour, and so much to discuss. We're talking about tariffs. We're talking about immigration. We're talking about looking at life through funny eyes, and we're about to talk about some dating in a moment, especially dating across the aisle. And some of the news that was out there today was about, you know, people, famous people, that move on and sometimes cross paths. And, you know, so-and-so's ex is now with so-and-so else and this and that. And, you know, all sorts of gossipy things. But it's the reality of life, right? It is the reality of life that people's relationships do end and then they move on. And sometimes, you know, either someone of a particular import or someone that is well known or someone that's not, you know, depending on, you know, which circles you're in, people move on. Sometimes you know the ex, sometimes you don't. Sometimes you know the new guy, and sometimes you don't, or the new girl. And all of that stuff I think is interesting. And the media decided to bring that into discussion today with some questions that they had for the president. We'll get to that in a little bit. But it just, I find it interesting, just the interest that we have. And I know I have an interest in lots of things. You know, we talk about plenty on this program. And one of the things that I always find interesting is how relationships work and the interpersonal dynamics of relationships and why and how. And the older I get, the more I realize there's so little that I know. There's so little that I know about how those things work. And there's so much that we can learn from them. But I want to switch gears before we jump into that topic, because there's new things going on, right? You've got 37 people that were arrested at a roofing company in Washington this week because, again, all of them were using fraudulent documents in order to obtain working information, like working permits and whatnot. Listen to Sharon Yu from King 5 in Seattle.
An ICE spokesperson told us in a statement today that they took 37 people and they're now detained at the Northwest ICE processing facility in Tacoma after they were arrested for fraudulently representing their immigration status and, quote, submitting fraudulent documents to seek employment. An ICE spokesperson says the arrest happened after they executed a federal search warrant at Mount Baker Roofing in Bellingham. Mount Baker Roofing's owner Mark Kuski sent us a statement that said many of the people who worked for him are taxpaying employees who have been with the company for years, if not decades. He said, quote, policies like the enforcement action carried out today directly harm small businesses like ours, making it increasingly difficult to operate and further inflating prices paid by consumers.
So, again, you get the gist of that one. Again, that's Sharon Yu, King 5 in Seattle. The Department of Homeland Security, ICE, Border Patrol, these guys are out there, and they're doing what needs to be done. They're creating these federal task force, or task forces, I should say, where you've got local guys, you've got U.S. Marshals, you've got all sorts of law enforcement that are going out there, in particular going after criminals. I think the second group of people you see them going after is this, employers. Employers that are running companies where they have, you know, not two and three guys helping out their crew of guys, but all their guys, their entire crew of guys. And that's what happened here, where you got 37 people that were arrested. It's a big number of people. And I think you're going to see more of that. And something I was talking about on television earlier this week, a separate topic, but it fits here, which is I think this administration, while my critique for them would be don't throw out the baby with the bathwater, in defense of them, I would say, they're not here playing favorites, right? They realize that there may be some collateral damage with these things, but they're here to do a job, and they take the job very seriously. And I have to take comfort in that. I really do. I have to say, you know what? They're willing to do what has to be done to go after whomever it may be and wherever need be in order to get the job done, because there's a job to do, and there was a mandate, and people voted. So, you know, kudos to them for that. And we could sit here and toss around all sorts of ideas. And listen, I think that's the right thing to do. If you're in the country illegally, I don't think every single person needs to be deported. And I'll make this example, right? You can call me soft on crime if you like. If you go to I don't know, a restaurant somewhere. And I'll use a good example here. A friend of mine has a restaurant, and a lot of his wait staff and maybe not even a lot, I think all, maybe 90% of his wait staff, yeah, mainly the wait staff, are brought in on, I forget which visa, but they come from the UK, right, because it's an English pub. So to make sure that when somebody comes to your table, they have a British accent, he brings them right in from England. And they're here for 6 months, and they go back home, and they work at a different restaurant over there, and then they come back over here. And that's the system that they have. It might be an H-1 visa. Now, if one of those people overstays their visa, they are technically in this country illegally. Right? Just like the person that came here illegally by way of the border. Same thing. They were once allowed to be here, now they're not allowed to be here. A visa overstay. And if you are on a visa overstay, or and that could apply to anything, right? You come from, I don't know, some country in Europe, some country in South America, some country, Australia, Africa, it doesn't matter. Some part of the globe, you come here on a plane, you're here to visit, you hang out, you stay. And now you're here for a little more time. I don't know, maybe you have a kid while you're here, maybe you don't, maybe you're here for an extra 3 weeks, maybe you're here for an extra 6 months, maybe you fall in love with somebody, maybe you don't, maybe you land a job where they don't care about your status and you're loving life in America and you're like, I don't know what to do. There's all these gang people here, so while Trump's focusing on them, I'm just going to sit here and try and make some money, help my family back home and do whatever. I understand that this person's breaking the law. I don't see this person as a threat to the United States in so much as maybe if they're working as cheap labor. If they're working as cheap labor, then, yeah, that's a threat to the United States, and we have to fix that problem. But by and large, I think this is the reason that you don't see the administration going after large groups of these people where they know that there's a ton of people that are visa overstayers. And they have a record of them because they know you're here on a visa and you didn't check out. So why don't we go after them? Well, I think it's a matter of priority, number one. Maybe one day they will. Maybe they'll say, all right, we've gotten after our short list of violent criminals. Now we're going to go after these folks. But I think the real reason is because it's not Trump style. Right? Trump style, he was never railing against that group of people. He's always been, if there's a Republican alive today that has been pro-DACA, pro-Dreamer, his entire career as a politician, it's Donald Trump. Right? He's always said, let's make a deal. Let's make a deal. And he didn't have the support of the Republicans that first time around. This time he might. So he might be able to have a deal. And that's, again, specifically the Dreamers. But I think overall, Trump's looking to make a deal. He's not looking to chastise, you know, a girl that came here on vacation to the United States and said, you know, I'm going to get a job as a waitress, learn to speak English, has been here. Working probably.
Need help with your health insurance? We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plan. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Redding. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
You may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy, or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down. Get it going slower.
IZERVAY is proven to slow GA progression.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
IZERVAY or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. IZERVAY can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. IZERVAY may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about IZERVAY today.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
Visit IZERVAY.com. That's IZERVAY.com.
Paid for by Estella's Pharma.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert. And I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your free info kit. 800-231-3322. 800-231-3322.
Paid for by Wesley Financial Group.
A smooth, close Barbasol shave lifts your confidence. Your whiskers may fall, but today you can ascend to greatness. So lather up and dream big. Just don't forget to pick up that gallon of milk on your way home. Barbasol, it's a can of can-do. Can-do.
I just have to thank you for doing what you do every night and opening up that mic and hearing from Americans, letting them express their opinions, and really giving people a voice. So God bless you for what you're doing, my friend.
America at Night with Rich Valdez.
All right, amigos. So like I said, I was on a date and not too long ago. And this woman turned to me and said, she was sitting directly across the table from me at a restaurant. And she said, I got to ask you, do you really like Trump? And I said, oh, yeah, for sure. I think he's terrific. So, you know, I got to meet him at his club in Bedminster and spoken with him on the phone a few times, had him on my show. We did an interview. It was really a really great conversation. I see eye to eye with him politically, and I've known of him for, you know, most of my adolescent and adult life. And I said, you know, but moreover, forget Trump. Conservative politics has been how I've, you know, in one way or another, how I've made my living for quite some time. That's my life. It's really who I am. I really am an activist. When I'm not on the radio, I am at events. I am helping candidates. I help with campaigns. I do this thing. And, you know, I used to work with O'Keefe, Project Veritas, producing films, all sorts of stuff. So it was, you know, she was like, oh, direct quote. She said, oh, so you were red before Trump. I said, yeah, I've never voted for a Democrat in my life. And she was like, ah, good to know. And it seemed to kind of, like, it was like a new level of respect. She was like, well, if you've always been like that, then that's okay. I just wanted to make sure Trump didn't convert you from one of us. Which I just, that's how I took it. Very nice person, very smart, very accomplished, too. Runs a very successful business, has a house in the Caribbean, has a house in Bergen County, New Jersey, has another house somewhere else as a rental. Really doing well for herself. And very smart, good company, really nice. Outside of politics, we get along well. And she said, well, let's make a deal not to talk about politics. Now, I think this makes for fun, you know, hanging out. But does it make for fun long term? Can you build there for anything of substance? I don't know the answer to that. I'm inclined to say likely not because of how involved in this I am and my strongly held beliefs on so many of these topics. But I want to bring in the help of a pro. Because Jennifer Stiers is a matchmaker. She is a coach for dating and relationships. And she is the host of a podcast called The Lovability Show with Jennifer Stiers. Jen Stiers, welcome back.
I always love being here and love our conversations.
Thank you, Jen. Now, listen to this. Michael Knowles, who's a great podcaster, he talked about this topic a little bit on his program. I want you to hear this quick clip.
So increasingly, political difference is a deal breaker, especially for women. There's a report out. 86% think that it has grown more difficult to date someone who supports the opposing political party in recent years. This according to a 2020 YouGov Economist poll. More than half of men said they would date someone with different views, whereas only 35% of women said that they would date someone with opposing views. 48% of Republicans said they would date someone with opposing views because we're rather tolerant. 49% of independents said the same thing. Only 40% of Democrats said they would date a Republican.
So now, is this what I'm experiencing? Is this because I fit the mold of this study where I am a conservative and I'm a male, so I'm more tolerant? Is that what's going on here?
Well, I mean, statistically it would say that, but I think that we are just looking at, I mean, this has been happening more and more as the years have gone on. And people are just polarized at this point. Women feeling stronger about politics, the political, with dating anyway, than men do. Men are more tolerant. Men are more conservative. I mean, statistically, especially with young men, they're more conservative. I mean, we're just, here's the deal. Politics are tied to values, right? And so that's where the deal breakers seem to be coming in, it's tied to our values. So if you value, you know, feminism, if you value, you know, religion, if you value, you know, conservative values, abortion, you know, all these things, and that's where women draw the line a lot too, is their rights as women, with politics. It's a value thing. So that's it in a nutshell, and women feel stronger about it than men.
Jennifer Stiers, now I wonder, is this the case, to get off of politics a little bit? I want to get your thought, and I guess we'll set it up and we'll get your response on the way back because we're down to like a minute or so. But is this the same reason why some men, at least my contemporaries, guys in their 40s that I know, they don't always care what a girl does for a living, right? They're looking for a girl that's nice and somewhat submissive and sweet and kind, and they don't care if she works at McDonald's or if she's, you know, some high-priced lawyer. Whereas I think women, and I don't blame them in any way, right? I have two daughters, and I wouldn't want them going, oh, my new boyfriend, he works at McDonald's. Not that I'm poo-pooing McDonald's. I'm poo-pooing it for my daughter, right? That where I think, you know, you want somebody with a little bit more of an ambition at this point of your life, in your early 20s. If it was, you know, eighth grade, great. I'm glad he works at McDonald's. But my point is, and I'm not putting down anybody who works in fast food. I've worked in fast food coming up, and so did my kids and whatnot. But my point is, for the sake of making that point, is do you think these are the same reasons why guys are more tolerant or more open to those things than girls are. Don't answer just yet, Jen Stires, because we do have to take a break, and I want you to have enough time to respond. But it gives me a moment to remind everybody to check out your website, which is lovejen.com. And that's LoveJenn.com, lovejen.com. And you can also subscribe to her podcast, The Lovability Show with Jennifer Stires. That, of course, is something that you should be listening to if you're not already and watching it, because they stream that as well. Make sure you're following her on all the social media. And make sure you're locked into everything on my show, because in addition to this show, we do the monthly This Is America podcast, which is a shorter version that's a little bit different than this show. And I appreciate all of your five-star reviews for both of the podcasts. That's always a blessing to receive those. And you can listen to any of that stuff from richvaldez.com. Subscribe to the podcast. Don't subscribe. Hit play. You can listen to whatever you want. Share it with your friends. richvaldez.com. That's Rich Valdez with an S. All right, amigos, we're coming right back. The plugs are over. We're going to get Jennifer's response to why men are more open to dating women that may be of lesser means. And, of course, your calls, 833-4-VALDEZ. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back with Jen Stires.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo April 5th and 6th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo April 5th and 6th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Eurobungee, the climbing wall. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Over $10,000 in guaranteed giveaways. $8 admission, $6 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday, we will honor our veterans with free admission all day. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 5th and 6th. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Elwood Ranch, Crown Motors, Upstate Hearing, Garage Force, Interstate Batteries, and California Customs.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Henry Clay Warhawk Rebellious. Backed by popular demand, this limited edition Toro is sure to please. Another fine example of Nicaraguan tobacco blended by AJ Fernandez. Complex, smooth, chocolatey Habano wrapper, a satisfying smoke with a clean finish. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Get ready to lasso your chance at free tickets to the
Red Bluff Roundup.
Tune in to KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM Monday through Friday between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach during the Free Fire Radio Show for your chance to qualify to win a pair of tickets to the Red Bluff Roundup. When you hear that iconic cattle clip,
hit 'em up, move 'em on, hit 'em up, rawhide. Cut 'em out, ride 'em in, cut 'em out, ride 'em in, rawhide.
Call 530-605-4567. That's 530-605-4567 for your chance to qualify for our drawing coming up on April 11th at 8:10 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. So don't miss out on your chance to qualify to win a pair of tickets to the Red Bluff Roundup, courtesy of the Red Bluff Roundup, My Umbrella Marketing, and your friends here at KCNR.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
86, sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
the best guests, the best opinions. This is America at Night with Rich Valdez.
All right, amigos, we return to the awaited response of Jennifer Stiers, dating and relationship coach, the host of the Lovability Show with Jennifer Stiers. And, Jen, my question before we left was, what's your take on why guys are more willing to date a girl that's different from them in their politics? Why are they more tolerant there? And why are they more willing to not really care about, you know, does she own a house? Does she have a good six-figure job? They just want somebody that's pretty and is nice to them and maybe knows how to cook really good.
That's probably it. You probably just nailed it. And actually, really statistically, you probably did just nail it. And let's just go into that a little bit more detail. I think two things. I think men are obviously biologically driven to attraction. They're just driven more by physical appearance. And so that's really more important to them than it is for women. And I think the other piece of it is that when a man is successful or he's got a job and he's busy and he comes home and he has a partner and spends somebody that he's spending free time with, he wants to have fun. And so that woman that may not be super successful, but she's pretty and she's fun and she's great to talk to and he enjoys spending time with her and she takes his mind off of work and all the heavy things in his life, that's who he's going to be drawn to. Because he doesn't have to worry about his security. He's got his own security with himself. And his confidence with himself. So that is my answer, like it or not.
Yeah. No, listen, I think, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And, on that vein, I want you to listen to, I had a guest on in the last hour, Shonda Pierce. She's a comedian. She has a funny little bit on dating. Listen to this.
Those well-meaning girlfriends, the one that tries to tell you when it's time for you to move on, how do you regulate that for someone else? They came to my house and they left me a note on my laptop sitting on the counter, and it just said it had a password and a username and my credit card. So they stole my identity to do this. And they just said, we did this because we love you. And you open it up and it was four dating sites that they had signed me up for. Now, isn't that wonderful? Match.com, Christian Mingle, which I think there's a little mingling on there that's not too Christian, if you ask me. There's another one called Plenty of Fish or something, and it's free, and now I know why. It's pretty loose and free. And then the other one was Our Time. You have to be over 50 to be on Our Time, which really means you have very little time left at all. And by the pictures on there, you better hurry up.
So that's Shonda's humorous take on what's going on with online dating. But I find I've never tried it. I once set up one of those profiles, and I had it for like 5 minutes, and I was like, I don't think this is working. And I did it really to talk about it on the radio. I wouldn't even know the first thing to write or say. I'm a real actual people person. I like to see people's response and actually converse with people. So talk to me. I hear people get married left and right about this stuff. Is this a place where we can filter out for politics or for other things, and do you recommend it?
Well, yes, on some of the dating apps, you can filter out for politics, for sure, or whatever you want. Money, height, a lot of women like a tall guy, regardless of their own height. There's a lot of things that are filtered, but the truth of the matter is that people aren't using dating apps as much anymore. We just have seen this swing down since 2020, since COVID, of people really getting off the apps. There is this drive toward authenticity. There's this drive towards, like you said, wanting to get to know somebody, have a conversation. Who are you really? And they don't want to do the superficial thing. And we're seeing it. It's getting to a point now where the dating apps are really, they've taken such a hit. I don't know that they're even going to come back. Because people are getting off of them left and right. So authenticity is where it's at. Can people meet on dating apps? Sure they can, but the problem is it's a full-time job and they have to weed through a lot of yuck to get to it. And there's a lot more stuff in there. So always the best way to meet somebody is, you know, in person, through friends, matchmakers, you know, things like that where it's just more of a personal experience. These apps just, they just find more ways to make it impersonal. And I think people are done with that. They don't want to waste their time. They want quality, and they're willing to wait for it, Rich. And they're also willing to get to this point where they're like, I don't need it at all. If it's not going to be great, if it's not going to be what I want, if it's not going to be what I need, then I'm not going to do it at all. I'd rather be single than be unhappy or lose my peace.
Hmm. So what do you recommend? To hire a matchmaker like you or go to church or what?
You know, here's what I would recommend. Because I am a matchmaker, a lot of people can't afford matchmaking services. Matchmakers can be very expensive. I'm not, but you know what I'm saying. It's just wherever your territory is. Here's what I would tell people. Find the things you're interested in, whether it's dining out, wine tasting, you know, rock climbing, bicycling, whatever your hobbies are. Go do those things and find people that like doing them. Just like we spoke about politics, even politics is a way. Join your political group. Young Republicans, I don't know, maybe there's a Young Democrat group that I'm unaware of. But things like that, where you are meeting people like-minded, like values, and it gives you an opportunity to be around those people and connect with them. That's how you meet people, truly. Being in front of them and meeting them in person, seeing if you have chemistry. Because the best part, Rich, this is so important, the best part of all of this is that people judge, that's what the dating apps do, they judge on a picture, and then people have gotten so desensitized to that, it's like, I don't like them, I don't like them, I don't like them. But they meet somebody in person, they may not be initially attracted to them, but they start talking to them and they're like, oh my gosh, we have a connection, I like them, we have commonalities, I'm going to go out with them again. And next year they're married because they tried something different. So people have to try new things and have to get in front of people they wouldn't normally get in front of and try going out with people you wouldn't normally go out with. That's how you find a good connection. I hear it every day in my business, every day.
And a couple of quick headlines I want to run by you. We know that the actor Val Kilmer died recently, and Cher and Cindy Crawford and Angelina Jolie were some of the people that he dated before going 20 years strong in his longest term relationship there. What is having different types, not having a type, I guess, say about a person, or does it say anything at all?
That's interesting. I didn't know that. I had no idea that he dated those people. And you're right, they are very, very different. They are very, all of them very exotic and beautiful, though, right? In their own way. But not having a type of just kind of wiping your slate clean, especially for somebody that's dated the wrong people or had the wrong relationships or bad relationships, wipe your slate completely clean and just try different things on. Find out what you like. Maybe that nerdy guy or girl that you went out with, you loved these certain, you know, characteristics about them. They were a gentleman. They opened your door. They had great conversationalists. You know, something like that. Find those things that you like, and then eventually you can come back to a happy medium of all of the things that you want in a person. But there is a lot to say for literally shutting off your type and trying anything and everything different from what you've gone out with. It opens your mind and helps you get in touch with things you didn't even know existed or things that you might have liked that you wouldn't even have known if you stayed with the same people.
Really well put, Jennifer Stiers. And I want to make sure you have a chance to let everybody know how they follow you and how they keep up to speed with the work you're doing, so let them know.
Oh, you're so sweet. Well, social media is always great. Facebook, my personal page, Jennifer Stiers. And I did just launch an app. It's a matchmaking app, but it is so that we can get people into something that gives them quality matches. And we're going to be launching up in the Northeast in the next couple weeks. So I'm excited about that. But, yeah, follow me on social media. You can hear. And, of course, the Lovability Show. I'm not as good as you on the podcast. I try to keep up, but I'm busy.
Well, yeah. Thank you for your kind words, and thanks for being here.
I love you, Rich.
You're the best. Thank you. Jen Stiers, everybody, make sure you check her out. And, amigos, we come back with your thoughts, phone calls, reactions, and everything else. We've got calls from Daytona Beach, Florida, Chicago, Illinois, Boise, Idaho, and more as the lines are blinking right now. People are calling in. Looking forward to chatting with you. Don't go anywhere.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez. Call now, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down. Get it going slower.
IZERVAY is proven to slow GA progression.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
IZERVAY or avacincaptad pegol is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. IZERVAY can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. IZERVAY may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about IZERVAY today.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
Visit IZERVAY.com. That's IZERVAY.com.
Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated the best hearing aids of 2025 by Forbes Health, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, just $189.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 1 million happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com.
Are you a small business owner who needs immediate cash flow? At Swish Funding, we have flexible funding options from $25,000 to $2 million. For the best rates and terms for your business, just one application to Swish Funding gives you access to our entire network of funders, with cash in your account in as little as 24 hours. To qualify, you must be in business for at least 1 year with monthly revenue of $50,000. Apply at swishradio.com and use code NEWS. Swishradio.com, code NEWS.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself. But the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now, all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers, such as azaleas and camellias, and many other sun-blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
Gomez Maravilla was located in Lake County, Florida. Get ready for this. He was hanging drywall at the Villages when he was arrested. Farmides Martinez was apprehended in Minnesota. Great police work by all of our federal, state, and local law enforcement agencies working together. Found this guy in Minnesota. He thought he got away with this crime, and he did not. Navarro Martinez, arrested right here in North Lauderdale. They are charged with brutal murder of a young man. One of these defendants sought him out, convinced him to come with him in his car, took him to a crime scene where they are all charged with violently stabbing him, almost like a game, to get a higher level in their gang initiation. They were all part of an MS-13. It's called CLIC, a CLIC that was living right here in Florida. It's not, they're not just a street gang. They are a highly organized terrorist organization.
That is Attorney General Pam Bondi announcing the arrest of more members of the MS-13 gang. That's on the heels of the 47 gang members from Tren de Aragua that were arrested earlier as well. So the Department of Justice, the Department of Homeland Security, ICE, Border Patrol, and the FBI are very much hard at work being tough on crime. And I want to get to your call. 833-4-VALDEZ. Let's go to Fabian calling us from Chicago, Illinois on WLS. Fabian, go right ahead.
Hey, Rich. God bless you, sir. I'm calling regarding crime in Chicago. There was a double murder execution style of two young women in Chicago on the south side of Chicago on January 28th. It happened at 3 o'clock in the morning or so. Two women were shot execution style in the back of the head and died. One woman was shot in the face and she survived. She made it to someone's neighbor's house and was, knocking at the door and she was all bloodied up.
Wow.
A couple weeks ago, I heard that this, TDA member was arrested in Georgia, I believe Atlanta. That was a couple weeks ago, and I still haven't heard anything about him being extradited back to Chicago. They said they were going to extradite him back to Chicago, but I don't know what happened with that guy, but,
Well, you know what? Honestly, that would be the worst thing they could do, because Chicago has sanctuary policies at the state level where they could try to prevent, an ICE detainer and whatnot, whereas Georgia is more likely to cooperate with them and actually get this guy into El Salvador or Guantanamo Bay or back to his home country, Venezuela. So I think the best thing for this guy is for him to be in Georgia because I think he'll get justice a lot swifter over there, right? Or they'll get justice for his murders over there, and he'll see some accountability. At least those are my thoughts. But thank you for your call, Fabian. I appreciate it. Is this something you guys are seeing a lot of in Chicago, or is this like a one-off type of gruesome Tren de Aragua murder?
No, this was, I believe, sex trafficking. That's what I believe. The neighborhood was a pretty rough neighborhood on the south side of Chicago, and the girls were, they were women, but they were young. And a lot of crime in Chicago, I think it's been swept under the rug. There's other crimes that have come to light on the news, but then it just disappears. You know, one guy was murdered a gentleman on the north side of Chicago. They caught him because he had an ankle.
Ankle monitor?
Yes. That's the only reason he got caught, and then it just faded away. You know, they reported it on the news, and then all of a sudden you don't know nothing else about it. You know, so it's a trend that I thought this one I should call and talk to you about it because it's that's a serious thing, you know.
Yeah, well, the most recent update I've seen on this case is from a couple of weeks ago, so I haven't seen anything newer than that. And it's the same as what you're talking about. Ricardo Gonzalez arrested by U.S. Marshals in Georgia, awaiting extradition to Chicago. I'm thinking that they're probably holding it up, thinking what I'm thinking, which is to hold him there. So we'll see what happens with that. I'll keep you up to speed on it for sure. And if I find out, I'll talk to you and everybody else that's on WLS and across the country that's tuned in. And thanks for the call, brother, because, sometimes I don't see all these stories, and when you point them out, it, puts things back in perspective when you hear about how gruesome this murder was. And this was brutal. Man, it really was. You're talking about it wasn't just the two women that were killed. There were some other people there, too. The whole thing was just brutal. Two women were just pronounced dead at the scene, and somebody else died later, it looks like. Really, really tough. Thank you, brother, for the call. Let me see. Where do I go? Well, you know what? I'll take a pause right here, then we'll come back to Daytona Beach, Bowling Green, Kentucky, and so much more. Don't go anywhere.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez.
David is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Nice to meet you. My name is David. I've been a pharmacist for 44 years, and I'm from Flowery Branch, Georgia.
when I first started taking Prevagen, I noticed stuff just seemed to come together and fit like a jigsaw puzzle. When I have customers come in, I recommend Prevagen. Number one, because it's safe and effective, it does not require a prescription. And I've been taking it quite a while myself, and I know it works. I wouldn't recommend something like Prevagen if I didn't think it was worth it, because it works so good for me. And I love it when the customers come back in and tell me, David, that really works so good. Makes my day.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert. And I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your free info kit. 800-231-3322. 800-231-3322.
Paid for by Wesley Financial Group.
I had the worst dream last night. You were in a car crash and the kids and I were on our own. We had to move out of the house because I couldn't afford it anymore.
Oh, that's awful, huh?
My brother got life insurance from Ethos and it only took 10 minutes. And he got $2 million in coverage for around $2 a day. It's all online. No medical exam. He just answered a few health questions right from his house.
Ethos, here we come.
Visit ethos.com/news. That's ethos.com/news.
Sample rate is a 10-year term life policy for 35-year-old healthy, non-smoking male. Billed monthly.
The big media are out to stop President Trump at any cost. You know their names. They're all the same. President Trump doesn't trust the big media. Nor should you. Now, millions of Americans are turning to Newsmax. Nielsen reports almost 30 million Americans tuned into Newsmax last quarter. And President Trump is one. He watches Newsmax and says it's terrific. So tune in tonight to watch Rob Finnerty's series, The Big Media's War on Trump. Every night, Rob Finnerty is exposing their big lies and gives you the straight talk you want. Find Newsmax on all major cable systems, or download the free Newsmax app on your phone or home TV now. Millions have made the switch to Newsmax. You should too.
All right, to the phones we go, open phones across America. Let us go to Lester, Daytona Beach, Florida, WNDB. Go right ahead, sir.
Thank you, Rich. A conservative talk show host was swatted like 3 weeks ago, and the swatter hasn't been caught yet.
Yeah. You know, and, when that happened, it happened to a few of them, believe it or not, Lester. And even my friend Sean Farish, who has a talk show that he does, a podcast on Rumble.com, and we were talking about it, and we brought on Sergeant Betsy Brantner Smith, the spokesperson for the National Police Association, and she was explaining that these swatters, A, they're really good at it, and B, they go through this elaborate system of proxy servers where the call originates from wherever it originates, but it goes through a dozen or so different servers that make it look like the call's originating from Latvia or from Afghanistan, but it really could be coming from California, for all we know, because it goes through 12 different fake stops in between. So it makes it virtually impossible to trace. By the time they get down to it, everything disappears, and it's burner phones and stuff like that. So very, very difficult to catch these people. Yeah, I wish that we could catch him, and I wish we did a better job with that. And I'm not sure, you know, I think there was one incident where I think there was a person of interest, and I should probably follow up on that. But you're right, this is a, you know, the bigger point here, I think, is how destructive this is, right? How dangerous it can be, because, you know, in some cases, these guys are coming in guns blazing, and you can get hurt. For the case of my friend, they came in kind of guns blazing, but they were made aware you know, once, hey, by the way, this is a thing that's going on. And then after the fact, it happened several more times. But very, 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 very challenging stuff indeed. And very upset about that. Let's go to Brad, Bowling Green, Kentucky, WKCT. Brad, sorry, we don't have a lot of time, so go for it quickly.
All right, buddy. About 10 years ago, I saw a thing on NBC, CBS, or one of the major, whatever, and it said, they said that our...
Yeah, the music means we got to go, but you know what happens when it comes to the military and anything else in America? We've got to be real careful with the chips we use, the tech we use. It could be a foreign adversary. It could be from China. I know that the national security team's on top of that, but it scares me to think of what happened in the last 4 years. Brad in Bowling Green, WKCT. Shout out to everybody. Hasta la próxima. God bless you, America. I'm Rich Valdez.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Redding Rodeo is back in Bucking on the River, May 14th through 17th. Celebrating 77 years of nonstop rodeo action, world champion cowboys competing in the largest four-day rodeo in Northern California. Don't miss our 77th annual Redding Rodeo tradition. Get your tickets now only at reddingrodeo.com before they're gone. Redding Rodeo, where the West comes alive, May 14th through 17th.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Severe weather continues to plague the Midwest and the South, with even people reporting killed in the relation to the storms. Tennessee Governor Bill Lee says residents should expect dangerous storms to continue into today.
This is a multi-day severe storm that has already produced tornadoes, heavy rains, flooding across the state, hail. There is damage from all across West Tennessee into Middle Tennessee.
The wild weather could continue to bring flash floods across the nation's midsection. Also at townhall.com, stocks plunged once again Friday with the Dow dropping over 2,200 points. Correspondent Seth Sutel explains why the financial markets are so spooked.
The big reason is that tariffs were announced by China in response to the big volley of tariffs that President Donald Trump announced. What markets are worried about is that this escalation could just keep going. And Europe has not even said what they're going to do. We also don't know how long these tariffs are going to last. The hope on Wall Street was that these tariffs were basically a negotiating tactic and that they would be pulled back as soon as negotiations started. Markets cannot stand uncertainty, and they're getting a ton of it right. They respond to uncertainty by selling off, which is exactly what you're saying, and running for safety. The Fed chair, Jerome Powell, mentioned that the tariffs could result in inflation.
Not even a better-than-expected report on the job market was enough to stop worries. The price of oil even slid to its lowest level since 2021. President Trump says his trade policies will never change despite sending the global economy into his announcing tariffs on foreign imports. He's spending the weekend at his club in Florida. Israeli strikes have killed more than a dozen people in the Gaza Strip, as Israel sends more ground troops into the Palestinian territory to ramp up its offensive against the Hamas terrorists. More at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Face it, the world is uncertain these days, but there's something reassuring about holding on to what lasts. The 2025 one-ounce gold eagle from the U.S. Mint, a symbol of American strength and an asset that stands the test of time. You can trust gold, and you can trust Global Coin. Call 833-SPOT-GOLD to secure this magnificent coin graded in pristine MS-70 condition for the dealer cost of $30.99. Free shipping, no sales tax. This is your chance to own a piece of history while building a foundation of enduring value. It gets even better. Global Coin is giving the first 100 callers a free MS-70 2025 Silver Eagle to complement your 1-ounce Gold Eagle. Two iconic coins, a symbol of prosperity and a testament to the enduring value of gold and silver. Global Coin backs every purchase with a 30-day return policy, ensuring your peace of mind. Visit globalcoindeal.com or call 833-SPOT-GOLD. No gimmicks, incredible coins at incredible prices. Again, that's 833-SPOT-GOLD.
President Trump's appointee to run the Department of Labor is taking back money states should have finished spending years ago. Details now from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Labor Secretary Lori Chavez de Remer said that she has recovered $1.4 billion in unused funding that states were holding on to from pandemic-era programs, according to a news release posted on the Labor Department's website. Chavez de Remer says that she's not done putting cash into the Department of Treasury's general fund. The release said that there is action being taken to recover another $2.9 billion. Although a 2023 audit uncovered the fact that states were holding on to money to which they had no claim, it took until Chavez de Remer's arrival at the department to begin taking it back. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
A federal judge has ordered the Trump administration to arrange for the return of a Maryland man to be brought back to the United States after he was mistakenly deported to a notorious El Salvador prison. You'll find more on these stories with breaking news at townhall.com. Four space tourists are back on Earth after orbiting over the poles.
Their SpaceX capsule splashed down in the Pacific off the Southern California coast on Friday. Bitcoin investor Chun Wang bought the 3.5-day flight for an undisclosed price and invited along a Norwegian filmmaker, a German robotics researcher, and an Australian polar guide. The four rocketed into a polar orbit earlier this week from NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Florida. Their capsule was outfitted with a domed window that provided a stunning 360-degree view of the poles. John Scott reporting.
Industry groups representing hundreds of chemical and petrochemical manufacturers are seeking blanket exemptions from the federal requirements to reduce emissions of toxic chemicals such as mercury, arsenic, and benzene. The request by the American Chemistry Council and the American Fuel and Petrochemical Manufacturers comes as the Trump administration offers industrial polluters a chance for exemptions from rules by the EPA. More at townhall.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Experience glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Are you all ready for a good time for a great cause? Well, join Chicks and Chaps at Woody's on Monday, April 14th from 5 to 9 p.m. for the Chicks and Chaps Brewhouse Takeover. We're serving up a limited edition of Chicks and Chaps American Light Lager. And don't miss your shot at winning four rodeo tickets in our big drawing. Must be present to win. Come raise a glass and help our effort to help local breast cancer patients, because every sip makes a difference. See you at Woody's Monday, April 14th.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click Apply Now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Have you ever wanted to unlock your musical potential? Cascade Curations not only has great music, art, and fashion, we also offer fun and exciting music lessons for all ages and skill levels. Whether you dream of playing the piano, guitar, drums, or vocals, our instructors will guide you every step of the way. With flexible scheduling and personalized instruction, you'll be playing your own tunes in no time. Don't just listen to music, create it. Call or text us at 530-255-4855 to book your first lesson. Cascade Curations, where we believe anyone can learn to play their own song.
Apparently, Keith vandalized a Tesla in Minnesota, doubtless belonging to another Democrat liberal Tesla driver. And when the Tesla owner reported the crime of keying the car, which is not a nice thing to do, but not felony assault either, but not a nice thing to do. And the police actually caught the perpetrator, and the police chief there in a video, because everybody puts everything on video now. And he talked about how they've resolved the situation because the owner of the Tesla said, "All I want is for the perp." That's short for the perpetrator. I like to abbreviate sometimes. And the perpetrator should pay for the repairs to her Tesla. I assume it's a her. I don't know why I assume it's her because they don't say. Could be a him, but it's Minnesota, so it might be somewhere in between. A lot of Democrats out there. And the owner of the Tesla just wants the perpetrator that keyed the Tesla to pay for the Tesla. And the police chief, like Andy Griffith and Mayberry, he says, well, it's been resolved. And all the owner of the Tesla wants is for the person, the young woman, a liberal, a Democrat, that vandalized the Tesla to pay for the repairs to the Tesla, which probably won't be free, probably won't be entirely inexpensive either, but interesting. And then the police chief said something like, of course, the perpetrator in this case is a victim, too, a victim, too. And that is where Twitter and the Internet started to go mad, because what do you mean the perpetrator is a victim? But I want to share with you what the police chief said, because I think my take on this yesterday, and again, my best girl shared it with me. She texted it to me on our telephones. Have you seen this? Pretty fancy. And I watched the video before I looked at any of the Twitter traffic, which is, you know, Twitter. And I think that my conclusion in all of this might have been different than the popular conclusion in this instance. And I want to share with you, because there's video, so I can share the audio portion of it with you on the radio with all that going on. And remarkable stuff. I think I like this police chief there, and what he said is important, and every filthy, rotten, violence, flame-fanning Democrat in the country should be gaffers taped into a chair and have their eyelids pinned open, you know, like in A Clockwork Orange, and be forced to watch this sheriff over and over again until they get what he was trying to communicate, because I think what he was trying to communicate was probably on the money. I think it was accurate and correct. But I want to share that with you, because I watched it, and then I saw what everybody was saying about it, and I said, well, let me Let me talk to the nice people about that on the radio tomorrow, because my view is apparently very different than the popular view as to what the police chiefs have. People are like, this police chief needs to be fired. He needs to resign. He needs to step down. And I'm taking into account that it's Minnesota, which used to be full of nice people, and then the Democrats came, and they became crazy people some time ago, which is problematic. But I want to share that with you because it's real interesting. That's what I've got to say about that. President Trump held, he was on Air Force One yesterday, and every time he's on Air Force One, he essentially holds a full-length press conference, right? Full-length press conference. And so we've got a lot of President Trump on a whole range of topics because he's the most open and transparent president certainly since electricity came along, and probably before that as well. But he can't stop talking to the press, even though the press is there to assassinate him. They're there to myrtleize him and destroy his presidency and all that good stuff. But I've got a bunch of President Trump I want to share with you today as well, because good stuff from President Trump. So often the case, isn't it? Yes, it is. Also crazy. Here's a headline in the Washington Post, which used to be a newspaper, but really isn't and hasn't been for a long time. Why Gen Z men love Trump's reign of destruction. Well, the headline tells you everything you need to know, doesn't it? You guys should stop with all the violent rhetoric and listen to the police chief from Minnesota, perhaps, because the Democrat Party caused this Tesla car to be keyed in Minnesota and this young woman to be arrested. And did you see her? She looks like she might have pronouns. What do you think what her pronouns are? I think it's a woman, but I'm thinking pronouns might be part of the discussion when it comes to the woman that keyed the Tesla. The Democrat Party inspired the violent attack on the Turning Point USA. They're pro-American. They have the American flag. Democrats are there to burn it and violently attack everyone because they're like Nazis, you know, like fascists. For how long have I been saying they should be wearing armbands so we can spot them in public? I think that's long overdue. Maybe we should design armbands for the Democrats. What would the Democrat Party armband look like? It'd have no resemblance to the American flag, that's for sure. Unless it was burning. Maybe it could be burning. Like that guy in Amsterdam yesterday, he set himself on fire. I wonder if it was a Democrat just visiting Holland from the United States. We've got that. But why, Jen, and you know, the attack at UC Davis, the violent firebombings of Teslas and shooting up Tesla dealerships and terrorizing Tesla drivers out on the road. 100% on the leadership of the Democratic Party, if you can call it that, and I tend to avoid calling it that. I don't use red, blue either, because the communists are red and the Democrat Party is red. They're not blue. Or maybe BLEW, but they're not the color blue, not by a long shot. So why Gen Z men love Trump's reign of destruction? I'm sorry, if there's a reign of destruction in America, it is 100% on the filthy radical left wing Democrats in the United States of America who are inspiring the assassinations of CEOs on the sidewalks of New York, of Walgreens employees just stocking the shelves in California. The leadership of the Democrat Party is inspiring murder and assassination and arson and firebombings and shooting up, choose a location. Where was it? In Nevada, the Republican Party headquarters was firebombed and attacked just days ago. And the so-called mainstream news media, bunch of filthies that they are, they don't even cover it. That, oh, the Republican Party headquarters was firebombed in Nevada. Let's not cover that, because that's our news media. Aren't they great? They're really some. Oh, speaking of Democrats, today is also, what is it now, the 57th anniversary, I believe, of the shot rang out in a Memphis guy. You know, it is April 4th in the United States of America, and that means it's the anniversary, the 57th, I believe, anniversary of the assassination of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King. And now let's keep it in mind, James Earl Ray is an amazing Democrat party. The assassin, the man who pulled the trigger and killed Martin Luther King, was, of course, a Democrat Party volunteer. just like James Hodgkinson, who shot Congressman Steve Scalise on a baseball field not too far from where I am now, was a Democrat Party campaign volunteer, just like James Earl Ray was a Democrat Party presidential campaign volunteer, James Earl Ray was. And do you know what happened to James Earl Ray? It's a fascinating story that the Democrat Party doesn't like to talk about because they're the filthy ones in the story, and they don't like the truth being told about the Democratic Party. But today is the anniversary, and so I want to share with you the story of James Earl Ray, a Democrat who shot and killed the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King. And I told you the story a while back about my the guy I'd called Dad growing up, my stepfather, who was a CBS News reporter. And he was invited by the mortician back to the slab where Martin Luther King's body was to inspect the assassinated remains of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, a story that my stepfather told me only a few years ago for the first time, which I found to be interesting. But we've got that today, too, because anniversaries are important. And the Democrat Party needs to be remembered for who they are and what they are. As they're perpetrating violence all over the country today, as they're inciting and instigating assassinations like CEOs in New York, Walgreens employees in California, the murderous violence coast to coast. Oh, one of their illegal aliens ran over and killed a University of South Carolina student, a young man who everybody loved, brilliant future, looks like a real nice young man. And an illegal alien crashed into this young man riding his motorcycle, killed him, fled the scene, ran away because I think the Democrats gave him a card when he came in illegally and told him, when you run over college students and kill them, you should flee the scene. That's a part of the Democrat Party's playbook. Amazing stuff. So we've got just a few Democrat Party updates for them. Mm-mm-mm. And 19 Democrat state attorneys general sue over Trump's election integrity executive order. Just the News has the story, John Solomon's organization, the great John Solomon. And 19 state attorneys general sue the Trump administration over the election integrity executive. And you know what that reveals is that the Democrats are dead set against election integrity. They really don't like election integrity. They love MS-13 and the Venezuelan gang, Tren de Aragua. But election integrity, they're very much against. Also, I want to share with you, the stock market took a hit yesterday, and the news media is excited. They're giddy to announce that they think the stock market will take another hit today because President Trump announced tariffs against a whole lot of countries because he's renegotiating the entire global trade situation when it comes to the interests of the United States. He's on our side this time. It seems that when we negotiated our trade deals around the world, whoever was negotiating for us was not on our side, Republicans and Democrats alike, over the course of decades. But President Trump, he wants to straighten that out, level the playing field, and find trade agreements that will benefit us and not everybody else in the world except us, which is what we currently have. Amazing stuff. But the stock market took a hit yesterday, and the news media couldn't have been more excited yesterday. They're very excited today, too, in anticipation. Because, you know, whatever's bad for the United States of America is good for the Democratic Party. Therefore, they cheer and root for what is bad for all of us because it's good for them. They're not on our side. So we've got that going. But I want to explain something about the stock market yesterday and put it into context for you. Something that the Washington Post and CNN and 60 Minutes and the New York Times will never do because they're filthy corruptniks. I got to tell you, they should go hold a rally at UC Davis, the New York Times and CNN. We are at 888-630-9625. So many remarkable stories. And I collect the news, the information, the history, provide the context. And I've got a lot of that for you today. I got the Lizard King, Chuck Schumer, and AOC, 888-630-9625.
There's only one, Chris Plant, The Chris Plant Show.
David is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Nice to meet you. My name is David. I've been a pharmacist for 44 years, and I'm from Flowery Branch, Georgia. When I first started taking Prevagen, I noticed stuff just seemed to come together and fit like a jigsaw puzzle. When I have customers come in, I recommend Prevagen. Number one, because it's safe and effective, does not require a prescription. And I've been taking it quite a while myself, and I know it works. I wouldn't recommend something like Prevagen if I didn't think it was worth it, because it works so good for me. And I love it when the customers come back in and tell me, David, that really works so good. Makes my day.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated the best hearing aids of 2025 by Forbes Health, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, just $189.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 1 million happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert. And I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your free info kit. 800-231-3322. 800-231-3322.
Paid for by Wesley Financial Group.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
Let's see, if something costs less, a lot less, but people are actually happier with it, that sounds like something to look into. And that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard joining MediShare can save you or your family up to $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true. People are just happier with it. They love being part of something that reflects and promotes their values and what they believe in. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years now, and members have shared more than $7 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network, so yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care, whether you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan that you're happy with. Here you go. You can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes, a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. It's 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE, 855-51-BIBLE.
Do you have a special needs child or an older adult in your home? The risk of them leaving the house unnoticed is real and terrifying. But you can protect your loved ones with Vivint Home Security.
Alarm on.
Our child has autism. He doesn't usually elope, but one day he did, and it was the most terrifying moment of our lives.
If I didn't have a home security system, I would have realized way too late he's gone.
Right now, Vivint is offering a free doorbell camera with any new plan, plus free installation and low monthly monitoring plans. Smart locks, lights, cameras, and more make Vivint Home Security the smartest way to protect your family and prevent a tragedy. Vivint is the number one smart home service provider in the U.S. Protection is just a phone call away. Call 800-953-6693. That's 800-953-6693. Monthly service agreement required for free installation.
Are you drowning in IRS tax debt? Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS. Call Civic Tax Relief for free information now. Find out about the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. Civic Tax Relief's special tax hotline can help you discover all the relief programs available for free.
Just call 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908.
The price of gold could surge in 2025. A large bank analyst is calling it the ultimate perceived safe haven asset. That's why thousands of hardworking Americans are getting help safeguarding their money and saving with precious metals like gold and silver. Call 855-838-GOLD to learn about the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. They're going to give you a free gold and silver kit. Plus, you can also get up to a 10% instant match in bonus silver on qualified orders. Call Goldco at 855-838-GOLD. That's 855-838-GOLD. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
The Democrat Party. Violence, mayhem, assassinations, murders, shootings, firebombings. The Democratic Party, the party of the white knights, of the KKK, of the Confederate States of America. Here is San Francisco outlet SF Gate. The headline is pretty good stuff. I feel dumb for being an American. I feel dumb for being an American. Well, it really, I can assure you, it has nothing to do with being an American. It's more genetic. It's your family. Your family tree where you should perhaps still be living. The headline, when you click on it, America lived fast and is now dying young. Well, you guys are trying to choke it to death. I'll give you that. SF Gate columnist Drew McGarry writes on trying to survive in the fire of Donald Trump's America. Well, but you guys are the ones firebombing everything. So I got an idea. Stop shooting people and stop firebombing everything. I wake up, it's another day in Donald Trump's America, but I try not to think about that. You're probably pretty good at that. I'm thinking you're probably pretty good at that because this guy, Drew McGarry, Low IQ Theater, San Francisco, you should go out and help remove the dead bodies from the sidewalks of San Francisco that you've left there, but never mind that. I try not to think about the name, given that I haven't even gotten out of bed yet. It's too early for America right now. I can deal with my country later, once I'm ready. Maybe you should go down to UC Davis and you can violently attack people as Democrats did there yesterday. Maybe the Democrat Party should be banned as a violent organization. I get out of bed and take stock of my immediate surroundings. Do you live any place high off the ground? Because that could be dangerous for you. Sunlight is already poking through the curtains. You must hate that, you know. They're not happy unless they're not happy. My wife and dog are still asleep in the bed. I don't even want to start raising the questions that naturally arise from that. Isn't that amazing? The Democrat Party. I want to share with you the sheriff from the police chief from Minnesota.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
Step into a world of adventure at the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair on May 24th and 25th. The Anderson Fairgrounds transforms into a realm of knights, jesters, and magic. Watch thrilling armored combat. Enjoy with lively Celtic and folk music, feast like royalty, and shop handcrafted treasures from artisans far and wide. Tickets are just $15 for adults, $13 for youth, 11 to 17, and kids 10 and under. Get him free. Get yours now at Eventbrite and skip the lines. Proudly sponsored by Shasta Stalls, your local consignment gift shop featuring unique finds, handcrafted goods, and arts and craft classes at 2185 North Street in Henderson, and Reading Anime, your hub for anime, gaming, and pop culture in the North State. And Creature Comforts, the rock and roll barbershop at 2181 North Street in Henderson, where you can get a fresh cut and enjoy a free beer while you wait. Don't miss out on the magic. Join us May 24th and 25th at the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair. Hoorah!
Save 20 to 30% off all plants at Turtle Bay's 33rd Annual Spring Plant Sale, featuring heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, California natives, and more. The nursery specializes in drought-tolerant plants that thrive in Redding's climate. The members-only sale will take place on Friday, April 4th, 4 to 7 p.m., and the public sale will be held on Saturday, April 5th, 9 to 3 p.m. at 1100 Arboretum Drive. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Need help with your health insurance? We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plan. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Invest in your future today with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. Get job ready fast with one of our high-demand career technical programs like nursing, heavy equipment, and welding. Or work on transferring to a CSU or UC with guarantee placement. Full-time students get 2 years tuition-free. Summer session begins June 9th. Click or call 242-7650. Your success starts at Shasta College.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Get ready to lasso your chance at free tickets to the Red Bluff Roundup. Tune in to KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM Monday through Friday between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach during the Free Fire Radio Show for your chance to qualify to win a pair of tickets to the Red Bluff Roundup. When you hear that iconic cattle clip,
hit 'em up, hit 'em up, move 'em on, hit 'em up, rawhide. Cut 'em out, ride 'em in, cut 'em out, ride 'em in raw.
Call 530-605-4567. That's 530-605-4567 for your chance to qualify for our drawing coming up on April 11th at 8:10 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. So don't miss out on your chance to qualify to win a pair of tickets to the Red Bluff Roundup, courtesy of the Red Bluff Roundup, My Umbrella Marketing, and your friends here at KCNR.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Shasta Lake and neighboring friends. The Queen of Dragons has your back with premium products at prices that work for you. As the longest standing dispensary in the area, our local team knows exactly what you need. Our shelves are stocked with the freshest flower in town. From our premium, fresh, and local line to our budget-friendly options featuring Emerald Junkies and Tricana Boys. Don't miss our famous Flower Friday deals. Top quality at unbeatable prices. And for the green thumbs out there, clones are now in store for the growing season. Join our Dragons Reward program and earn points with every purchase. Stop by 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake or call us for delivery at 530-276-9771 or check out our menu at thequeenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons, premium offerings, unbeatable value just for you.
Because they've infantilized her, which is pretty normal, too. And the owner of the Tesla said, listen, I just want her to pay for the damage to the Tesla. I don't need her to hang with piano wire from the highest tree or anything. Just tell her that she's got to pay for the repairs to my very expensive Tesla automobile. And so then the chief of police came out and posted a video. It didn't look like a press conference or anything. He just posted a video where he talked about it. And this has caused great upheaval on Al Gore's amazing internet. And I have an opinion about this, you might imagine. I've got an opinion about this. But let me go to the Star Tribune, another article, a separate article from the Star Tribune newspaper in Minnesota. Tesla vandal is spared charges after inflicting thousands of dollars of damage in Twin Cities lot. You know, Minneapolis-St. Paul, the Twin Cities. And it's kind of, and then the subheadline, because they, you know, still try to do a little bit of news there, I think. Quote, we need our leaders to start leading and stop feeding this rhetoric, Police Chief Booker T. Hodges said. His name is Booker T., but he's a black guy, and his name is Booker T. My name is not Booker T., but his name is Booker T. Now I want to play the audio for you of the police chief posting a video about this incident, and it's gotten a lot of people on the Twitter really riled up. But my opinion, I think, is not the predominant opinion on the Twitter. So here is the Bloomington police chief, Booker T., talking about the incident, soundbite number 14.
The suspect here is a woman in their late 20s.
There.
They turned themselves in. They were brought in with their family.
There.
They've been fully cooperative.
They.
The victim in this case just wanted their car fixed, and they just wanted the suspect to pay for that.
Now, that's Minnesota. It's Bloomington, Minnesota. It's not Times Square in New York, and the people of Minnesota are Minnesota nice. That's the word most commonly used to talk about Minnesota people. And the chief of police here, or the chief of police, could be the chief of police. He's just trying to do the right thing and resolve this without turning it into a major federal case. And he said, I might, and it's fine. I mean, I might get beat up over this too, and that's fine with me. But note the they there. We didn't get a them in there. In their late 20s, coming in with their family. It's a her. You can see the video. It's clearly biologically. We have to say that about Democrats now. Well, she's a Democrat, so how does she identify her gender? Well, I don't know. I heard a lot of they and their in there.
They turned themselves in. They were brought in with their family.
Note that there's no she or her in there, which I thought was kind of interesting. You look at the video, and if you saw her in a parking lot in Minnesota, you might wonder if it was a they or their as well, and wonder whether they can use the HOV lanes even though she is driving by herself. So Booker T. on the Tesla.
Well, let me be clear here. In Bloomington, you probably have never heard me utter these words. The suspect in this case may have been a victim. And I mean victim in terms of the rhetoric that is being spewed out here.
Suspect.
By some of those in leadership. We need our leaders to start leading and stop feeding this rhetoric.
We need our leaders to start leading and stop feeding this rhetoric. Well, what rhetoric could he possibly be talking about? He's talking about the hate rhetoric, and he says leaders and leadership. Now, there is not a Republican leader, not an elected Republican in the country, that has demonized Elon Musk or vilified Tesla as a corporation or as an automobile. But Democrats and the chief of police here, who is quite honestly probably a Democrat himself, I read about him, and he's honestly in the video, he seems like a very nice guy and be a good neighbor and all that. But I was reading about the chief of police, Booker T. Hodges. He's been an unconscious bias instructor, again, black guy, for over 20 years. Unconscious bias. And he's a certified human resources manager. He's a human resources manager. He does write a column. He's a member of the editorial board of Police One, policeone.com. So he likes law enforcement. But he's talking about, and he says the perpetrator, the suspect who is under arrest after being brought in by their family, how many of you are there? Probably living on a couch in mom's basement, a very sturdy couch, and says that I'm going to just say she because you can obviously identify this person as a female person, but says that the perpetrator may be a victim too, a victim of rhetoric coming from leadership, vilifying and demonizing Elon Musk, whose life is in grave danger every day. Tesla drivers across the country are being targeted and attacked. I've shared multiple stories just this week, happening in Washington, D.C., to California, to Oregon, and beyond, with a violent rabble that is today's Democratic Party. They've always been violent rabble, going at least back to the American Civil War, but never mind that. So the suspect may be a victim, too, he says. And then he talks about leaders and the leadership and the rhetoric that what he's saying is that this woman, may be a victim of the rhetoric, and he's very clearly talking about the Democratic Party's leadership and the vilification and the demonization of Elon Musk and of Tesla, who they used to praise 20 minutes ago, historically speaking. And here's Chief Booker T.
People should be able to drive whatever car they want.
I think so.
Without fear of going into a store and someone scratching their car or people yelling at them because of the car that they choose to drive.
But I've got to say, so now on Twitter, and it started with Juanita Broderick, and she's wonderful, but said, you know, this guy should be fired. And people are saying he should resign. He's a disgrace to the uniform. Now, you got to keep in mind that it's Bloomington, Minnesota, and not Chicago or Washington, D.C. or Baltimore. And Minnesota nice is an old phrase, and he's the Andy Griffith of Bloomington, Minnesota. And he resolved it between the perp, the woman with the they there, and the owner of the Tesla, thousands of dollars of damage. You got to pay it. Came in apparently with her mommy and daddy to the police and was cooperating and blah, blah, blah. But then the chief said, and this is what every filthy, rotten, violence-craving Democrat, elected Democrat in the country needs to hear from the chief of police there, and that is that your rhetoric is inspiring violence perpetrated by portly 20-something-year-old women in Minnesota, and by people in restaurants in Washington, D.C., and in Los Angeles, California, and your anti-Semitism, your anti-Teslaism. The left is here. These people are not liberals. If you're sitting at a restaurant and see a Tesla drive by and you flip it off and yell curse words at the person driving the Tesla, you are not a liberal. You're a fascist bit of rabble. And who was it? It was Alec Baldwin the other day talking about how in the United States we're in a pre-Civil War state, right? In a state of because he watched some Ken Burns documentary, not a bright man. And then he shot his cinematographer again. That was kind of weird, I thought. But the chief of police, and this is the part, and before I looked at any of the Twitters being angry with the police chief, this is the part that I pointed out to my best girl.
The suspect in this case may have been a victim
May have.
And I mean victim in terms of the rhetoric that is being spewed out here by some of those in leadership.
Who's that? The suspect here may have been a victim. And when I say victim, I'm talking about of the rhetoric being spewed by leadership. Now, who's he talking about there? He's talking about 100% of the time Democrat Party leaders that are targeting people for hate and vilification because of their rabid, psychotic, violent political agenda, the Democrat Party. Suspect may have been a victim of the rhetoric spewed by leadership and leaders. Now, it's unambiguous who he's talking about here. And he, again, may very well be a Democrat police chief in Bloomington, Minnesota.
We need our leaders to start leading and stop feeding this rhetoric.
Stop feeding this rhetoric.
All I want to see happen on my birthday is for Elon to be taken down. Yes.
There you go. I mean, Democrat members of Congress, like that mentally disturbed lunatic, beloved by the news media who want to date her, and the Democrat Party who want to promote her. And Elon Musk, they had their day of hate. It was just last Saturday, wasn't it? So much hate since last Saturday by the Democrats. And so much violence since last Saturday by the Democrats. And if we include last Saturday, the attacks on Tesla dealerships all over the country and all that good stuff. Just amazing. But the chief of police, Booker T. Hodges, saying that the suspect may have been a victim. And what he's and then there was no Q&A or anything like that. And he's just Minnesota nice, and he walks away. And, thanks, and he goes away. Right?
It's time for all of us, just to start getting along and knock this stuff off, man. People should be able to be left alone. But rest assured, you damage these cars or target people, we are going to arrest you. We are going to prosecute you to the fullest extent that we're able to.
Can't we all just get along? Honestly, can't we? Can't we all just get along? And that's and the chief, being a Minnesota guy, and you can tell by his voice and his tone, he's a Minnesota guy, and he... And he says that this woman is a victim of the Democrat Party. The only words he left out were Democrat Party. But it would have been, I would have appreciated if he had included the words the Democrat Party leadership and the Democrat Party leaders that are inspiring everything from keying cars to assassinating CEOs and firebombing dealerships, 100% the Democrat Party. Let's go to the telephones, Michael. Let's go to Dave. Calling from Silver Spring, Maryland, Dave is here. Dave, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Chris.
Hey, Dave.
Hey, Chris. I'm going to take a crack at why you disagree with the Twitterverse on this particular subject.
Good.
And I think it's because you realize that Democrats are just large juveniles, and we don't throw juveniles in prison for vandalism. We make them make restitution.
Well, I think that it's, she didn't firebomb it. How many Democrats have firebombed Teslas in the last few months and dealerships and shot them up with rifles? And have you seen anything, Dave, about the arrests of those people? Is that national news when people are arrested for firebombing for political reasons and shooting up with rifles, Tesla? We don't see anything about that, do we?
No, certainly not the particulars. We hear some people, they've identified them, but we don't have the particulars. There's a difference between what this warped, frustrated, childlike creature did and someone who is advocating it to try to affect political change. That's terrorism. This is just stupidity, childishness,
yeah,
idiocy, stuff you're supposed to grow out of by the time you reach 14 or 15.
Right, right, yeah. Or at least 17 or 18.
I agree with you. Kids do stupid stuff. They're supposed to stop doing it when they get past a certain age. But I agree with you that this is just a lost little sheep. She doesn't know what she's doing. Make her pay. Maybe she'll learn her lesson from that. So I'm in your camp on that. But people who are advocating for violence, lock them up for sure.
I agree, and firebombing and Molotov cocktails and shooting up with rifles. They're trying to be terrorists. We might as well treat them like terrorists. And she's well into her 20s. Not a teenager, not a kid, but we infantilize everyone. And she's apparently still living with her parents. But for me, and that's one part of this, the Andy of Mayberry approach to this incident. And I like the police chief on that. I'm fine, even though she's well into her 20s. But the lines that he put out about the rhetoric and the leadership and the leaders, clearly and exclusively, unambiguously, inarguably, talking about Democrat Party leaders who are inspiring this madness, that she's a victim of the rhetoric that spewed by Democrat Party, the words he left out, leaders and leadership, 100% true. And every Democrat should have this, and every firebombing and every shooting tied around their necks. I can tell you, if these were all Republicans, do it. Every single incident would be tied around the necks of Republican Party leadership.
The suspect in this case may have been a victim. And I mean victim in terms of the rhetoric that is being spewed out here by some of those in leadership.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
Seems everything costs more these days. Gas, groceries, and when's the last time you checked your wireless bill? When it comes to Big Wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Switch to Consumer Cellular and get your second month free for a limited time. You'll get the same fast, reliable nationwide coverage without the Big Wireless bill. Plans start at just $20 a month. Here's Veronica and Jackie, real customers.
I didn't know that I could get something for a lot less money that was actually better than who I was with before.
Anytime anybody complains about their cell phone bill, we say, you've got to check out Consumer Cellular.
And now for a limited time, new customers can get their second month free when they use promo code SECONDFREE. Just call, click, or bring us your bill and see how much you can save. Because when it comes to Big Wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit a store near you, or consumercellular.com and use code SECONDFREE to get a free second month. Real people paid to share their opinions in this ad. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated the best hearing aids of 2025 by Forbes Health, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, just $189.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 1 million happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com.
Are you a small business owner who needs immediate cash flow? At Swish Funding, we have flexible funding options from $25,000 to $2 million. For the best rates and terms for your business, just one application to Swish Funding gives you access to our entire network of funders, with cash in your account in as little as 24 hours. To qualify, you must be in business for at least 1 year with monthly revenue of $50,000. Apply at swishradio.com and use code NEWS. Swishradio.com, code NEWS.
Are you drowning in IRS tax debt?
I owe the IRS $37,000.
Get ready for a toll-free hotline. Take advantage of new IRS tax forgiveness programs that may protect you from IRS collection agencies. They have the power to garnish your wages, put liens on your property, and levy your bank accounts. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS.
Civic Tax Relief basically represented me against the IRS, and by the time everything was completed, I didn't owe the IRS anything.
Find out about the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. Civic Tax Relief's special tax hotline can help you discover all the relief programs available for free.
I would recommend anyone who has a tax problem to contact Civic Tax Relief.
For free information, call 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908. Don't wait. Call now. 800-841-0908. That's 800-841-0908.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50 non-tobacco user can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month. Level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, there are great rates available for you as well. Call Term Busters for a quote. 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, call Term Busters. 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class. Exam required to qualify.
Do you have over $10,000 in credit card debt? If you're feeling the financial impact with unprecedented economic challenges, DebtLew is here for you. With DebtLew's success guarantee, you pay nothing unless your debt is reduced or completely resolved.
I'm just living sky high right now. I'm very thankful for it, and the team at DebtLew are phenomenal. They're able to work with you. They're great.
Call for your free debt resolution information now. 800-200-6895. 800-200-6895.
What do you call charging thousands of dollars for hearing aids? At MD Hearing, we call it outrageous, because hearing should not be a privilege for the rich. It's a basic need everyone deserves. Hi, I'm Dr. Sandra Porps, head of audiology at MD Hearing. If you or a loved one have trouble hearing but don't want to waste thousands for a hearing aid, MD Hearing was created for you by doctors and audiologists. A high-quality, FDA-registered hearing aid for a fraction of the price. No costly doctor visits, no expensive and time-consuming fittings, no bulky, old-fashioned hearing aids that cost thousands. The MD Hearing Neo is just $297 per pair. It's rechargeable and fits discreetly in your ear. Even better, it lets you hear what you've been missing at a savings of more than 90% off the average price of a traditional hearing aid.
Try MD Hearing risk-free for 45 days by calling 800-918-3920. Plus, you'll get free shipping. Call now, 800-918-3920. That's 800-918-3920.
Hey, we're back. Hey, they're putting up the big fencing around the White House because mobs of violent Democrat criminals are planning on attacking the White House this weekend. Crews in Lafayette Park set up large fences outside the White House Thursday night ahead of planned protests of around 10,000 people. It's the local ABC station here. 10,000 people in Washington, D.C. on Saturday. I think my best girl and I might have to go down there. Wear helmets and, you know, bring supplies and stuff. I'm running out the clock, but let's see, I really can't go to that. I've burned through the clock, and I don't want to go to our wonderful, brilliant callers when I have so little time because I'd have to rush you through. But, yeah, expecting 10,000 radical, transgender, violent, Elon Musk-hating, Trump-hating, American flag-hating, you know, Democrats, violent criminals, to converge on Washington, D.C. I'm going to text my best girl, see where we should get breakfast tomorrow near the White House, so we can maybe on a rooftop so we can look down on them as would be appropriate.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.